Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jegs, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Grudge Inc. Show tonight, West Coast, East Coast show. Mr. Russo will be in as soon as possible, but I have a special guest, a friend of mine from the Yak Town. I'm not going to say no names, but a real good friend of mine. We've been knowing each other for years, and, you know, he called me, and I called him, and just a couple of things that we want to get off our chest. You know, we just want to talk about, you know, STIPS, more organization, you know, in the racing and stuff, as far as getting people back off the lines and stuff, and keeping, you know, we got some driver concern of drivers are saying that, you know, they're scared of doing a burnout if they're going to hit someone or what. So, partner, you there?
I'm here.
What's going on, bro? How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good, man. It's going through this downtime during the winter time. Ain't no grudge racing up here for us, so watching old videos and keeping up with the Motor Mania live events down there is, you know, the best way to pass time. So, you know, we look forward to the 2014 season. I know you guys down south are still running year round, and you know, lucky you. And you know, up here in Michigan, you know, we think next year is going to be one of the best years of grudge racing. It's you got a lot of camps out here that are really loading up and putting their cars, getting their stable together to become heavy hitters. I think it's going to be you know, you got teams like you know, Young Money, you got Motor City Mafia, you got Never Scared, you got Bad Company, you got the Regulators. I mean, you got some individuals that people are looking forward to next summer. You know, I know, Lil Tony's going to be strong. You know, Wayne obviously strong. Dan Blackstein, Johnny Quick obviously. Jimbo. I mean, you got Dom. You got Aaron. You got those guys that are going to be strong. You know, it's a lot of good players out there, and it's going to, you know, I think it's hopefully
action to the game.
Yeah, hopefully, grudge racing to get back to what it really is, and that's just being competitive. You know, I know a lot of guys try to you know, priced themselves out of a race and, you know, stripped themselves out of racing. I hope it's just, you know, let's line it up. You know, all these, you know, you got to sit like me and, you know, I want you to take something away from your car. You know, it's you know, I just hope everybody man up. You know, I'm hoping to be out here racing next year, and you know, I'm gonna race you for $1 if you want to run. We're gonna run for $1. I don't care.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I ain't scared to take it. I ain't
well,
scared
I mean, you know. You know, me and you raced, and you got me, and I paid up to you, and it's always been gracious between the two of us. You know what I'm saying? It ain't never been a animosity thing, and I think that's what we're trying to get out tonight. Is a, you know, we want to.
That's,
you know,
that's why you race. That's why you race. You have way more car than I did, and you got loose, and I was able to go around you. But it was just that's just why you run. That's why you race.
Right.
You got loose. You have way more car than I had, but it was just. You got loose.
But you know
you
the
know,
thing? The
I,
thing was when we raced, though, was, did we argue about tire size, motor size? We just figured, you know, let's try it. You know, let's do it.
Line it up. And I think,
you know?
I think the, you know, I think the old heads are disrespected. I think, you know, even though, you know, they paved the way, but they're not respected, you know? And,
sure.
And that's BS, man. It's just a lot of old heads who made this all possible, guys you still look up to, but, you know, time and technology has passed some of them, and, you know, we still kind of, you know, look down on them. But it's just a lot of things going on. You know, a couple things,
right.
You know, I wanted to talk about is, you know, with grudge racing, you know, it's intense and, you know, negotiating. And hopefully we could talk about a couple subjects like when is crossing the line?
Enough is enough.
What is it? Yeah, what is it? You know,
right. You know, is it talking about
when
a man's
somebody
family?
Cross the line? Yeah.
I see, put
it like this. What is crossing the line in
right.
grudge racing?
I seen a video, I want to say, I think they were in the Carolinas. It was probably about 6 months, 8 months ago. And, prime time, and a gentleman had asked him, he said, hey, man, you know, cool out, my wife is here, and, you know, one cowboy said, you know, F it, you know, you shouldn't have burned her ass here. For one thing, Reg, if it's between me and you, it's not, it has to do with your wife or your kids, you know what I'm saying? And I think it's getting to the point to where, you know, it, we're both speaking about is enough, you know what I'm saying? I mean, where do you draw that line, you know? You say you're my friend, you ain't my friend, you know. You know, where do we draw the line? Reg, you got a caller. When you're ready, let me open that mic up. I will open the mic up for you when you're ready.
Sure.
But you ready for that mic?
Come on, man.
Reg, you ready for that mic?
I'm ready for the mic.
Okay. 773-4309. Your mic is open. You're speaking with Reggie Kev tonight. Tail will be on the show tonight. Hello, caller? Hello? 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 773-4309. Your mic is open.
What's up?
This Cadillac?
What's going on? Huh?
Is this Cadillac?
No, it's Big Will.
Hey, Big Will, what's going on, brother? We got a Reg on the phone, and Tail will be on a little bit. He'll be on a little bit, but we're talking tonight about, you hear our subject, we're talking about when is enough is enough. What do you think about that?
When is what?
Enough is enough. You know, if a guy comes over to you, he's disrespecting you, coming personally, your personal information and stuff like that, you know, when do we draw the line?
Basically, do you think it should, in the heat of the battle, it should never come to blows? I mean, do you disagree or agree on that?
No, of course. I agree with that. No, it should never come to blows. Some guys take it a little too far, I think. I know that I've seen guys crash and guys laugh and tease them about it. I think that's crossing the line. I think when you bring someone's family into it, talking about mothers and children and wives, that's crossing. But that's the same thing as, I mean, you walking down and talking about your mama or something like that. I mean, so, right. You know, I know guys that, you know, I've seen Big Drag and I think it was Dog talking about each other's parents and stuff, you know, but I think they have an understanding, but everybody can't take it. You know, some people
right,
can't.
Right, everyone know how to understand it.
Right,
yeah, you
right,
never know a man's boiling point, and I think that's when, you know, you take a chance with your own life and take a chance of innocent bystanders when you push a man to his boiling point, or you know a man, you really personally attack a man on something that only, you know, you and he know or certain people know, and you make it public. I think, you know, I've seen a couple instances where that's happened, and, you know, I think that sends grudge racing down the wrong road sometimes. So.
Yeah, but the problem with that is that the problem is you never know what ticks another person off. I mean, you can just call a guy ugly, but if he had a bad day that day, then he's ready to fight.
Yeah.
But that's why you
exactly.
You got to have, you know, but that's why they say you have to have thick skin to get in the game. And I sort of understand, but that's why I back off a lot of that type of stuff. My skin ain't that thick, so I just leave it alone. Mind my business and keep it stepping. You know, so I think when a guy crashes his car, you know, everybody should pat him on his back. You know, just, I mean,
right.
Like the patrol, you know, I mean, that's a terrible feeling there. You know, some of these guys spend their last. And, you know, you go out there
yes,
and tap your car, that ain't no joking matter to me.
And I totally agree with you with that.
We get to the point where we forget it's just a, you know, it's a hobby and it's a sport, you know, and some guys forget that, but some guys take it as, you know, a living, and, you know, and
well,
some
guys are making a living out of it, though. Some guys, it's sort of serious. I heard you all saying that y'all raced and just paid off, no problem. But how much did you bet? You know, if you bet in $50 or $100, you could do that. But when you bet in $1,000, you got to take it a little serious. It's not a joke. You know, you try to get
well,
the business.
Let me ask you this. Cadillac, do you think...
That's Big Will.
I mean, Big Will. I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologize. Yeah. When you think when the stakes go up, do you think
does it make you a better person?
Does it not become a sport anymore? Does it not become a hobby anymore?
It puts a little more tension on it. I mean, even in the professional league, I remember back in the day. I'm a little older than you guys. When John Force used to race brute force and stuff, he used to laugh, have fun. But now that he's got so much invested in and got so many sponsors, he takes it that much more serious. You know, he's still a humble guy. He smiles a lot of stuff. But it used to be fun. But the more money you got invested, the serious it is. And then you have to remember, a lot of guys trying to get under the other guy's skin. You know, I know Cowboy
right.
was teasing one of our guys about he's on a red light and stuff. And he did red light. But, and not because it wasn't said, probably, but, you know, you try to get under each other's skin. You know, you're going to mess up. You're going to spin. You're going to do this. Make a person overthink they race. And sometimes it works. You know, that's just part of life.
Hey, Big Will, let me get this question. We got what I said earlier. The thing I was saying was, and this is what I said it, neither one of you guys said it. I seen a video where, you know, a gentleman had asked Cowboy to chill out, you know, because his wife was staying there and basically told him, fuck him, you know, you shouldn't have brung her.
Yeah, that's bogus.
Big Will, if I'm racing you, I'm racing you. I'm not racing your children. None of that. I'm going to have a little fun with you. And we need to understand
right.
them, you know, okay? But I'm not going to disrespect you as a man and not disrespect your wife or your kids. That's just me. Okay.
I understand that, and Cowboy has a small point. See, you bring your wife and kids to a man's fight, they bound to get in the womb. I'm just saying.
Okay,
you know,
so Will, would you say this? Would you say when you were in the, and Red, you here too, when you say you in the war room, should the war room be a certain amount of feet? Should it be, I want to say this. If I come to Big Will's trailer, I'm over there talking a bunch of smack to you, you know, and I'll tell you, F your wife and your kids.
No,
you say, hold on, dude. Okay, I'm just asking you a question, sir. And I said, well, F you and your kids. You shouldn't have burned her.
No, I say,
should there be a certain spot? Right. What I'm saying, sir, should there be a certain spot to where we can.
Well, never, right.
Foremost, and you're right, and I hear what you're saying. Foremost, it should never come up about your wife and your kids. But should there be a certain spot to where it's, hey, baby, you and the kids move up in the truck, and y'all do this and that, or blah, blah, blah. I mean, the guy didn't basically just come out and just say, fuck your wife, fuck your kids. Okay, you know what I'm saying? He was saying some stuff. And the guy just said, hey, man, my wife and my kids is here. Can you kind of chill out on that? We racing. I'm fine with that. But, you know, can you show a little respect to my family? I think that's what we're trying to get to, Big Will.
Right. I understand what you're saying, especially like you're saying at my trailer. You bring it over to my trailer, maybe there's going to be a problem. Maybe I can move my kids, or maybe I walk away from my trailer so that they can have the privacy. But I'm talking about in general, if you got your kids and your wife at the starting line where it's on and popping, that's in the ring, that's a bad business. But when you come over to my trailer, it's like coming to my house. You know, it's sort of.
Okay, I'm glad you said that, Will. You know, and I think it was me and Red just trying to get out. I'm glad you're on the show so we can keep this going and talk about it. You know, we don't want to. There's a lot of things that we need to talk about. In this show here, we talk about stuff so we can get it straightened out. You know, people text, you know, me and Reg or talk to us and you know, and also you too, to, you know, situations. So if you got something that you want to talk about tonight, please let us know. But, you know, I think
I think when it all comes down to it, you got a right to engage with who you want. If a man is disrespecting you and disrespecting your family at your trailer, you have a right not to engage with him. But you know, if you're going to go over and engage with another man and you know it's going to get intense, I don't think that's some place you would bring your kids or your family. It depends on, like I said, every scenario, requires some type of smart thinking, you know. But it depends on every scenario, and again, when you're at the drag strip, you're dealing with every type of different type of personality,
right,
and you got to be able to adjust to those different personalities. You got to choose your races, choose your battles, and choose who you can engage with. You know, and I think that's the uniqueness of grudge racing. You know,
it's like
just being in a Coliseum of gladiators. You know,
right.
You got to choose your fight.
Now, I got one question. Well, not one question, but just shoot out something. And I don't know, Big Will's on the phone. I'm glad he's here tonight. But when me and Reg raced, we did race for a decent amount of money. I'm not going to shoot a number. He's not going to shoot a number out there. But we did race for a decent amount of money. It wasn't no thousands, but it was enough to hurt my pocket and hurt his pocket. You know what I'm saying? And I paid the man up. And it was done with, you know what I'm saying? We still remain friends. Like he said, I'll be ready in August. You want to try it again? We'll try it again. And that's the way it is. We're friends, you know what I'm saying? The man invites me to his house. He calls and checks on me. Are you doing okay? You know, and this is my friend, you know what I'm saying?
That's friends, though, Kevin. Right. That's a different thing. You're racing now, guys you've never seen before, guys you don't know. And just like you're talking about Cowboy doing that disrespectful thing, Red was talking about people picking your battles and stuff. See, Cowboy picked his battle, too. He knew that he can handle that guy in some sense. Everybody, that's walking down the street, certain people, just like bullies. Bullies don't bully everyone. They mess with certain guys. Certain guys, Cowboy wouldn't have been able to get it out of his mouth before he got his head filled, you know, with somebody else's wife and kids, but he knew he could do it then. So, you know, but certain people you stay away from. You know, you don't deal with them like that. You know, that's all to it. So it's just different people. You know, you deal with different people. But you and Reg is friends. But some of these guys,
right,
are racist, you've never seen them before.
So let me ask this question, and maybe Reg want to chime in on this. I'm going to start this one out. Say for like I was disrespecting you, and you say, you know what, dude? You just get on. You know, but I don't get the cussing on that, but you just get on. You know, if you came with me like a man and just say, hey, man, you want to race? What you want to race for? You know, are we getting to the point to where are people buying races? That's another situation. You know, another situation we're talking about. Is that happening? You guys got another caller on the line. If you guys will open that mic, I will. But you guys go ahead and continue what you're doing. Caller, we will hit your, we will open up your mic. Give us just a couple of minutes. We'll open your mic. Let you get in.
Like I said, if I'm too, you know, I'm not as experienced as you guys are in the game, but if heavy hitters know who heavy hitters are, and if you're going to run for big money, they know who to go to run for big money. But some guys do have cars and you know, they try to price it out by themselves out of the race saying, let's run for 10, let's run for 5, knowing another guy won't have that. I mean, people in the grudge racing know who's who. So, you know.
So my question is this. My question is this, Brad, real quick, if you don't mind me saying this. And Big Will, I want to get you on this one, too. Do you make $500 in 10 seconds? I'm just shooting it out there. I'm not saying what nobody runs, nobody's numbers. We don't do that in the show. We don't do that, but I'm just saying. Do you make $10? I don't care if you're a heavy hitter. If I want to run you, now I got $500. You know, and you want to run, do you make that? I don't think nobody makes that in 10 seconds. You know, unless you're a billionaire.
Well, and I understand what you're saying, but some guys don't like to. Kevin, say if you're running 8-0s,
then
I can go, but everybody don't know that I've run that fast. Now, you get me out there for $500, and I beat you, so you didn't blew my money with other guys who didn't think I can go that fast. So a lot of guys don't want to run those guys for those reasons. Not that they don't want the 500. You get behind closed doors, y'all meet at a track where nobody's around, he'll run you. But just to run you for $500 when he might blow some other races, they don't want to do that.
Okay.
That's about.
And this is what our show is about. It's about to get your word out and express your opinion. Everyone has an opinion on this show. You guys want to open this on the mic real quick? I don't want to let people hold too long. 773-3490. Your mic is open.
How's it going, man? Bear with me a second. I'm trying to get this thing off a speaker here.
This Mr. B?
Yeah, it's D.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. B?
It's D, Kevin. It's D. How's it going,
sir?
I guess.
Well, we hanging in there.
Yeah. Glad to hear from you guys. Hey, Kevin, you know, I've been racing a long time, man. I've been racing for 40 years.
Yes, sir.
I've been doing this stuff, for quite a while. Started as a kid.
Yes, sir.
I've seen many races that we would take 10 guys that are hung out. You know, and you just made a statement. You said, "Would you run for 500?" See, here's a man that want to run for 5 or 10,000, but he's only been 1,000 himself. So he got to make a pot big so anybody can get with him. So you get a lot of guys bending in there and make the pot look big. Well, I heard you say this earlier. You said, you know, I think your guest said it earlier about respecting the older guys. See, I'm one of the older guys now. I remember being a kid watching the older guys in front of me. And one thing that I think we did in my generation of being young racing is that we allowed the betting to get out of control. And the way we did that is because this underground world of money came in. When the underground world of money came in, money became unlimited to a lot of us. And we went wild with it. And, you know, it's an old saying, it's just once you go somewhere, you don't want to go back. R. Kelly said, it's lonely at the bottom, not at the top. You know, it's not long up there. So, see, once you get there, you don't want to turn around. But don't say yes, sir, Karen. Please don't say yes, sir. No, don't say that. I'm just one of the guys, man. But
No, Mr. B. You have opinion and a voice, and we glad you're on.
No. But as far as the respect thing, you know, this drag racing thing, this good thing has been great for drag racing.
Right.
The reason I say that is because you get a chance to bring all the states together. Guys, you will never see in life. If you've seen them, you probably never even speak to them because you wouldn't know them. I use myself as. I truly believe I have created a friend over this grudging wave in Wick. Never seen a man before in my life, but I honestly believe that the day that Wick and I meet at the track, it's going to be like two old friends meeting because we jump jacking each other on the phone all the time. But see, you got to know, like the man said, you got to know who you can, you know, who you can run that with and who you can't. See, when we was in your own estate, you know, the guys in Chicago was in Chicago, we grew up together. We all grew up in the drag racing world together. So you knew we had a bad temper, you knew we had a short fuse, and you knew we could take it. So you knew who you could jog that with. But see, now you're taking this thing nationwide, and you want to do what you did at home in another state, and you can't do that because Whit might have a bad temper. I'm going to use Whit now because I feel like I created a friend with him. Let's just say Whit might have a bad temper. You know,
yes,
you feel what I'm saying? So he got a bad temper, but I'm fucking BS at him. Then when the man starts to slap me, I'm going to feel like the man did me wrong because I was disrespected in family. Yeah. You do that disrespectful stuff among the men. What you do among men is you keep. I got a friend of mine, man. He took a sock off and put some tomato paste in his sock, and he whooped the guy with it. And the reason he whooped the guy, he said, "Man, what you and I do in the streets is between you and I. Don't put my wife in it."
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? So
no,
see,
and
you,
I totally
you,
agree.
You
I totally agree.
Office,
I think. I think. You know, we got Reg and Big R on the phone, so, you know, I'm just saying is, you know, one is enough is enough, you know, and you also said, you also made some really good last week. You come up with one of the best things to say, that we need some guidelines for these grudgers a year, these different categories. We need some bylaws, you know, and
that's what you need more than anything. Anything that's done. If it's not done correctly, man, it don't grow. It's got, you know, things has got to be done in law and order. You know,
right.
Even the Bible speaks of things being done in decency and in order. So you have to do things in a certain way in order for it to go a certain way. If you let it start out going wild, it's gonna grow wild. You know, you took a puppy and you raise him up to be a domestic dog. You don't take a wild dog that has grew up in the woods and then bring him in.
Hey, Reg, you still there?
Yeah.
I'm going to get this scenario down. And Big Will, Big Will and Mr. B, y'all on the phone. Me and Reg, we had a track one day. And we friends, you know what I'm saying? I respect a man as a friend, and I know his wife and his children. And, you know, we had a track one day, and he says, "Man, you know," I go, "Well, hey, Reg, let's go." And he said, "Which one go for?" I said, "Well, man, you know, we'll just go for something, you know, don't hurt each other's pocket." So I said, "Well, you know, 500, cool." He said, "Yeah, cool. Let's go ahead and do it." Now, he tells everybody that I had more car than he did, and I also say he had more car than I had. But we ran, okay? And he'll tell you, I got loose. I was out in front of him, got loose, and he come around me. I paid the man. I didn't argue. I paid the man. We ain't got no problems. That man called me today and said, "Hey, man, can you come over and help me paint? Can you come over and help me do this and that?" We ain't got them problems. You know, I think what I'm trying to say is that when is it, when is enough is enough, you know, to being disrespected, you know?
Enough is enough, Kevin, when we don't live by the old rule of thumb. Old rule of thumb says your rights end where mine begin, the other man's rights. When I say your rights end where mine begin, that's how it should be. Listen, man, I have a friend of mine here in the city. Him and I grew up in drag racing together. You all call him Big Drag. We would run each other just as hard for $100 as we would for $100,000. Because money wasn't the issue. We wanted to beat each other. We didn't care about the money.
We wanted to see who was gonna do what that day, you know, between me and him. And like I said, you know, I paid you, right, Rez? I mean, we straight. We ain't got no problems, right? And the man's been commendable about it. I mean, he even told me that day, man, you know, I don't even worry about small Rez, bet is a bet. You won, you know. And it was done over with, you know. And like I say, he's a commendable person to even do that. You know, a lot of guys want to, "Oh, you ain't this and you ain't that," you know. But I just, like I say, I would like to respect, you know, so respect to this man for what, you know, for what he did. I mean, he didn't come talking shit to me. He walked over my car. First thing he said to me, he walked over my car. I put it on the trailer, and I looked at my car. He said, man, what happened? I said, I don't know what happened. And I turned around. Gave it to him. He said, man, what's this for? He said, man, go ahead.
You got guys in drag racing, and one of them that I know personally, him and I've been friends probably 40 years now. He don't do all that jaw jacking and the drag racing. You know what? The guy named Keith Armour. He's got a money. He had a black ruby. He's got a Monte Carlo now. Keith don't do all that jaw jacking. The guys in drag racing know it.
I'm talking about.
They don't do it at him. He don't do all that name calling and stuff. That's not his makeup. So they don't give it to him. When it comes to his crew, they want to talk trash, they go to Donnie. Because they know he's a trash talker with them. Or they go to Lil Keith. He's a trash talker. You know,
can I ask you a quick question?
This show, you know, I said this about this show several months ago. When this show got started, you know, my brother called me last week. He's sitting down with his son, his 10-year-old son, enjoying the drag racing show. He had to turn the show off because it got so explicit. You know, we have let even the smallest thing as a phone show has gotten totally out of hand.
Right.
With the words that we let come out of our mouth. I mean, ridiculous the things that people say. And it's not always grown men sitting around listening to the show.
Right.
But no one respects that.
So we got kids on these shows that listen to us, you know what I'm saying? Or they're on the internet listening to us. But Mr. B, I have a quick question for you. Mr. B, how's my buddy Albert doing?
No,
how's
he
doing?
Just B. How's he doing?
B, how's he doing?
I talked to Freddie, last night I spoke to Freddie about Albert about, what was that, 3 weeks ago? I think he's doing pretty good then. Doing pretty good. Yeah. And Frank, I'm going to call Freddie and ask about money if you mentioned it.
Him and his
wife.
He owed
me a chess game. I hope he's listening. He owed me a chess game. He's just definitely.
I'm going to say this, Bob, and I'm going to call him Mr. Albert. Beautiful people, guys. Beautiful people. I'm going to tell you right now. I went down to Indiana and raced with them, and he fed me, his wife. Beautiful people. I want to say, Mr. Albert, if you're out there, we love you, and hope you're doing well and everything is going good for you, you know. And, man, much blessings to you and your wife. Good people.
Very nice guy, man. One of the nicest guys you want to meet. He really is. But, you know, Kevin, you said something earlier in reference to the way we treat the other race. I'm going to tell you a little quick story, man. Been over 20 years ago, I had my car in the street. My car had been in the garage for 10 years. I brought it to the street to run. Matter of fact, the guy I was trying to run is the one you always thought it was me, the one at the black GS that you see, I think, in Indy. I brought the car to the street to run him. The police showed up.
Oh, okay.
That was about on the low side, I'll say 25 to probably 35 guys standing around the wall.
Mm-hmm.
When the police came, they came to take my car. That guy had already put his car in the trailer. They came to take my car to the pound. So I'm trying to talk to the officer out of taking my car to the pound. Drag walked over and tried to talk to the officer. We finally convinced the officer to let me put the car in the trailer. If you're going to tow it, just take the car and tow it as a chassis car. So he finally convinced the guy, let us just take the car and trailer, right? The officer said, if I allow you to put this car in the trailer, will they help you push it? You cannot start it up. Only two guys out of about 30 walked off the wall. That was Drag and this guy named Brian. And I say that to say this. We have a tendency in drag racing to pretend to be friends, but we really want to see you down.
Yes, sir.
And that's the wrong thing to do. That's one of the wrong things to do. When we're down, like they were saying earlier about laughing at a guy tearing his car up, that's not laughing matter at that moment. It's nothing hilarious about that. First of all, you're taking a chance on his life. When you wreck that car, you're taking a chance on a person's life. That car is material. His life is not. You know, so that's why I said to tell you this story. Only two guys were willing to help me save my car.
Right.
Only
but
two.
See,
how about 30?
See, when I started Ferguson,
when
I started Ferguson, I was a kid. And I used to watch my dad take his chambers out of his car or whatever they had to do. A friend of his named Robert Powell. You know, Robert lived behind us. I was a kid, and I used to watch them guys. I mean, and my daddy always taught me that. He said, "Man, you're gonna be in this racing game. If you think you're gonna be alone, you're gonna be alone." You know, I mean, basically, if you think you the bad shit, you're gonna be by yourself. You don't help nobody. You know, as you're going back, Tate, when Tate tore his car up down there, man, I was, you know, shook up, you know, and I didn't really go over and talk to Tate. I seen his wife, and I said, "Is he okay?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, I'll come back over and talk to Tate later. I know he got a lot on his mind right now." And I seen Taylor, and I said, "Man, you all right?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Man, I'm good." He said, "Man, I'm glad you came over to see me." I said, "Man, I don't want to throw up in your face because I know you got a lot on your mind right now, you know." And he just said, "Thank you." You know what I'm saying? And that's a beautiful thing. You know, that's a beautiful thing for someone to walk up and say, "Hey, man, I gave you space. You know, I'm here to help you." But like mm-hmm. you said, you know, for just two guys to know you, to push your car in the trailer, that's ridiculous.
Two out of about 30, man, all of us grew up together. But then on the other side, man, I don't want to weigh heavy on that because I'm going to say this also. Listen, man, drag racing is way more expensive now than it was then. You know, we talk about the money side of it, but it costs a lot. Well, when I started drag racing, you could buy a camshaft for $35. A good camshaft, that costs you about $1,000.
Let me ask you this question. Right, and I agree with you, but let me ask you this question. It goes with the times. I was looking at some videos the other day where these guys were taking stock blocks. Small block running super stock, running X amount of numbers, real good numbers with them, X amount of numbers with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. When you want to become the big dog, you spend that money. Okay. Drag is good person. He's an ambassador of drag racing and everything. He's always. I'm gonna say this about drag, and I believe what you said. Drag is one of the people. He's a drag racer. He's not just racing. He's a drag racer. So he'll do anything to help you out.
Drag
we need more people
to
like that in the game.
My garage tonight, if I call Drag 9 and say, "Maybe man, I'm trying to get my car ready for tomorrow," they better come over here now and help me get my car going, and then try to race
exactly.
tomorrow.
I think we're trying to get tonight is we got some guys out there who don't just give a fuck about you, but excuse my French, everybody, I didn't mean to do that. But don't give a fuck about
but
you. They're not drag racing, they just racing.
You know, it's the same. Mm-hmm. That goes back to a topic they had going last night or night before last, I believe. What determines a street car versus a race car? Now, like I try to explain to them, I try to say the same thing to you. You got to first determine what you're talking about. Any car can be mm-hmm. a race car if you're racing it. That don't make it be a race car.
Sure.
Yeah, and that's the same thing with the person being a racer. Anybody can race. That don't make you be a drag racer.
Right.
And another thing, look at this. If you go back and do a little research on NHRA history, you'll find that there was just a few guys came together as friends and started racing each other, and that thing kept revolving
right.
around to grow into what it is today. Well, this is what Grudge Inc. was supposed to do, or is supposed to do. But you're going
right.
to find a few bad apples and everything. You know, there's a few bad apples and everything, man, but you have to pluck them out and keep going, you know.
Right. I'm just, you know, it's just that I think it's, you know, it's come to a point to where, you know, a lot of guys saying, "Oh, are you my friend?" In turn, you know, you was in my club. Well, put it this way, you was in my group, and you left, and you don't want my car ran. Are you telling people my car ran? You know, are you saying that my personal situation? So you're telling people my personal business to make me look bad when you want to lock in a race? I respect you a lot. I'm glad you're on the show because you always highlight the show and make it good, you know. And all the guys do that. You know, all the guys do that. But I'm just saying, you know, it's just that when there's enough is enough, you know what I mean? I think that's what we're trying to get to is that when there's enough is enough, you know. We understand that the grudge game, you're going to get the smack talk. We understand that. But if I got my granddaughter there, and say, for instance, you know, I said I'm coming to race that night, and I forgot my daughter called. "Oh, well, Dad, you supposed to go pick up your granddaughter today." "Oh, okay, mm-hmm. well, I got to go get her, you know, and she's there with me, and then she's there, and got some mm-hmm. guy screaming in my face, and she started crying, and she's only 5 years old."
Right.
You know, is that kind of like fair? I mean, I understand the situation, but she don't. You know,
well, see, one thing we forget about racing, Kevin, it's not just an individual sport neither. You know,
right.
I mean, not grocery, but racing itself. It's been done for years through a family-oriented type. You know, I mean, guys have been
yeah.
family to race.
Right.
The whole family.
I agree with you.
And if I'm truly your friend, I'm not going to disrespect you in front of your wife and kids. No.
Right.
No.
Now, B, what will we do? Say for instance, I come to you being very disrespectful to you, telling you, you know, X amount of things, you know, as far as wife and kids concerned. We got someone with some background noise. Is that Big Will? Big Will?
I'm on mute.
Okay. Mr. B?
I'm here.
Okay.
Yes.
Reg, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Reg, there?
Yeah,
anyway,
I'm on mute. I'm sorry.
No, okay. Hey, Reg, you know, we really want you to chime in on this because you really, you know, got the show going. You know, this is Reg and good friend of mine. You know, he called me, you know, this week, and we just were discussing stuff, and you know, we really wanted to talk about this subject tonight. You know, when is enough? You know, you say you're my friend, but you know, you turn around and you backstab me. You know, where does it go? You know what I'm saying? Are we, you know, I mean, guys, help me out here. You know, what do we do? You know.
So it definitely needs to be a change. It definitely needs to be a change in it, that's for sure.
Changes
need to be made, but where do you start at? You know, you ask yourself, well, sometimes you don't think you go so far, you ask yourself, where do you start? How do you change it then?
Right.
You know, how do you change your thing? I mean, the smack talking, it has over the racing world.
Right.
It's not even part of it no more. It's just been taken over.
Right.
You know? And it's hard to walk away because the smack follow you. You know, like a man was saying earlier,
I think if you're trying to keep things ethical, I think if you got a problem with a man, you should always believe in just having a one-on-one conversation with that person instead of having a conversation in the public's eye with a man that you got a problem with. That's how backstabbing starts. So if you got an issue with another individual, I think you guys should settle it behind closed doors and instead of settling in the public's eye, because that's how things get out of hand. So, I mean, that's just my opinion.
And Mr. Reza, I totally agree with what you're saying. You know, it should be, you know what I'm saying? I agree with you 100%. You know, men's a man to men. You know, it's, you know, I just don't want to see no one getting into something stupid and making us look dumb. Making us look stupid.
You know what? What I find in racing, man, it's only a few words that put a conversation that takes it from a good conversation to an explicit conversation. It's only a few words. One,
yeah, what's this?
That B word. One,
right.
That N word. One,
right.
That F word. If
right.
you could find you, myself, anyone to find a way to eliminate that F word, that B word, and that N word,
mm-hmm.
the whole scenario of this thing will be different. The whole picture is painted totally different. Even. You know, we throw those words around too easily. And all those words, especially that B word, all that has ever done was led to trouble.
Right.
It's a snowball going downhill. You know, if you eliminate those three, you'll be better than 1,000.
Mr. B, give me 1 second. We got one other caller. I'm gonna open this mic up for you guys, and I want you to stay on this phone because I want you to enlighten people how things used to be back in the day when you guys had respect, you know, for when and you know, get it out there. We got 706-6670. Your mic is open. Hello.
What's that?
Who's DJ?
Yes, don't know.
What's happening, DJ? Talk to us, baby.
Well, ironic y'all talking about this subject tonight. I feel like they might say I'm the one told you to do it, but it's a good subject because that's kind of what our show kind of hit on this week.
Mhm.
Yeah, it pretty much it's just like stuff taking it, you know, stuff going too far.
Right.
And you know, the thing is, you never want to water down the game, but at the same time, you got to know the limits.
Right.
All right, we get
to about to be on here.
It don't matter, you know what I mean? I mean, one thing about it is what it is, you know, real being real is just being real.
Right.
You know, certain things you can accept from certain people, certain things you can't. You know, when you're talking, you usually know when you're talking to somebody when, you know, I can say something, then another person can say something, but it's all about the delivery a lot of times. You know, people
right.
know where it's okay. coming from, when it's coming from certain people. You know, one man
mm-hmm.
can say one thing and say it one way, another man can say it another way and halfway mean it, you know. So, you know, the bottom line is we really just got to try to just, you know, watch what we say and who we saying it to. There's a lot of
right.
people that I talk to that don't even get on these shows because they tell me, they say one thing about it. You know, I listen sometimes, but I don't push no one button because
right.
the first time one of these dudes say something like that to me, it's gonna be a problem.
Exactly.
There's a lot of people
that's
out there like that. It's a lot
that's
of people
right.
out there like that.
Star, that's like you. I've never met you in person, but
yeah.
I've been talking to you on this phone several times. And from what I detect a nice guy. Educated guy. That's what I detected, son. And this stuff has gotten so out of hand until I saw you get angry this week, or last week.
Yeah, you sure did.
You really catch yourself. You got angry, but you caught yourself, and you come
yeah.
on back down. But
yeah.
that comes from letting it go too far. It just goes too far. And like I said, I've never met you in person, but just talking mm-hmm. on your phone makes you sound like a real nice guy. You know, but it's just certain things, like I was telling them earlier, that B
yeah.
word, that F word, and that N word, man, those three words need to be left out your mouth.
I try to say it.
That N word needs to stop.
Well, my thing is like this.
That B word needs to stop.
Yeah. My thing is I kind of, you know, I always say, and I feel like sometimes, you know, I try to be one of the ones that can, you know, I try to take a lot of it just for the sake of the fans that's listening because I don't, you know, I want to, you know, we tell everybody they need to have thick skin, and I try to think I've got some of the thickest skin out there because, you know, we take a lot, me and my co-hosts. We take a beating.
We take
an absolute beating, but it's mainly, you know, mainly it's for the fans. See, on our show, we don't want nobody to feel like they can't get on the phone and talk, you know, because it is for everybody, but, you know, we get certain people to get on, and then it actually scares other people from getting
right.
on. People hit the one button, they say, oh, I'm just listening. Cause nobody want to get out there and get in the fire. You know what I mean?
Well, hey,
but
DJ,
you probably get no fans to call in now. You
right,
get the same guys call. Very few
right.
fans click in now.
No, they don't, because you know why? Yeah. And DJ just said it. The problem why people don't even click in to even understand what's going on or even have the conversation to ask a question is because some point is they're scared or not scared, but they're just blatantly disrespecting on the line. Now, I'm going to say this about DJ Grant and Butt Naked. They got one of two fastest top. Okay. But DJ and Butt Naked, let me say this. DJ Grant. DJ Grant, I've heard, he said, this man said, I've heard him say and had him ring. If I feel I can get you, I don't care if you got big ties, Willie Bryant, let's go. Butt naked in the same, too. When does it come to where, you know, this stiffness stuff is really starting to, you know, I think it's starting to kill the game, you know.
The problem is people are going from grudge racing to wanting to be popular. They don't want to race no more. They want to be popular amongst racers.
Okay.
You know, they're scared to lose, or downplay a loss. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what it is. And the other thing is, like I said earlier, a lot of times you get on these shows and you say stuff, and, you know, a lot of times all a man has is his word. And you can let stuff get out of hand, and people want to see if you're going to do what you say you're going to do when you see that person. We don't need that type of environment when we go into a racetrack or going to a big event or we're going to a track, period. We don't need to know, but negative BET had them words. I wonder what's going to happen when we get to the track. No, it don't need to never be like that. Never.
Right.
Never ever.
Now, you know what? I want to say this. I want to say this in defense because I know BET, and I'm just going to say this and I'm done with it, but I know BET and I know Butt Naked.
Mm-hmm.
DJ, he can contest this. Me and BET got into it about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's done over with. We said we had to say we argued on the show, and I'm one of the guys, and I did it. But then I learned that I did something stupid, as DJ Grant said, for the fans who were listening, I might have did something stupid, and he might have did something stupid. But I respect BET for who he is. BET is a videographer. He don't have a car. When he understands to own a car, to replace the lifter and pull the motor out, to put a cap, you know, do certain things, I would respect him more. I have respect for what BET does today as a videographer. I have respect for it. But then you got to understand there's times where you don't know what it costs for a guy to get a car there and for him to engage and do this and that. You know,
let me tell you this, Kevin. The problem, though, sometimes we never know what's going on with a person or a man personally.
Exactly.
We never know. We all own different parts of town, different cities, different states. And the bottom line is we never know what a man actually has going on, period. If a man's having financial problems, if a man having family problems, if a man having whatever type of problems, and certain things just might, you know, certain things on a certain day just may take that person to another level that normally wouldn't.
Right.
So with that being said, you know, people try to pick, you know, I would say, you know, sometimes people take a little too far with certain people because they feel like they can. Or they feel like that person's not going to do nothing or this or that, and you just never know what anybody's capable of doing. So we got to keep this stuff from going personal. If it's like I tell anybody, I don't care what you say to me, as long as it's racing. You know,
let me say this about you personally.
Yeah.
I met you, I talked to you on the phone for about a year on the shows, right? I came out of your race in Alabama, one of the nicest guys I met, him butt naked, Wick, guys treated me all good. I think that we need to let the fans know that these guys are approachable to talk to, you know, the kids. You know, do you know how much it means for a kid to meet DJ Grant, to meet butt naked, to meet Wick? You know, and this is what we got to realize. You know, sometimes we got to realize that we got, you know, we're just one generation. But if we can feed it to another generation, it's going to continue to go. You know, I don't know. I'm done with what I got to say, and you know, you guys got to take the show over.
Yeah, well, the thing is, anytime, I mean, we have to look at it from a standpoint whenever I don't like to think that I'm above nobody. I feel like I'm just, you know, like right now, my car ain't running right now, so I'm a fan also. But the thing about me is I just try to call it like I see it. And, you know, I'm not saying that I'm right about everything, but I try to be pretty close or dead on. But you know, I just try to shoot straight, regardless if it's somebody I'm kind of somewhat, say, rooting for, or somebody that I ain't so much rooting for. I always just try to keep it, you know, 100 as far as I'm concerned, or if I'm reporting on it. But I mean, it's all in the sake of race, and I mean, that's what this all should be. We gotta get out of each other's personal business. We gotta get out of this, all this jabbing at people. You know, like I said, like butt naked. You know, they hit them. They get on them pretty hard. You know, going into his house, his baby, and I'm like, that's just way.
My daddy,
hold on, I'm going to say it. I mean, you know, he allowed some of it, but I think he allowed some of it more so just, like I said, for the sake of the fans and just doing this all in love. But sometimes people will take that and go too far with it. You know, so, I mean, I don't think nobody
right,
else
I totally agree with you, because you shouldn't go to a man's house. My daddy always taught me this. He said, when I go home, when I get off work, I should be able to do what I want to do. If I don't want to open the mailbox and answer the phone, that's my house. I pay for it, you know. And I totally agree with what you're saying, you know. If Bud Nick is at home with his family, no one should, you know, they shouldn't go there and be like, oh, I just taunt him or whoever. I don't give a DJ Grant, me, whoever. You know, that should be taken care of somewhere else.
I totally
agree.
I can't put all the blame on others. I mean, which Butt Naked allows some of it, but the thing is, he may allow one or two to say something, but the problem is you get others that try to jump on the bandwagon. And listen, me, you know, it's like me and you talking, I might allow you might know me a little better than say the gentleman
right.
that was just talking, say he never met me. And you may
right.
say something about, you know, my little baby or something, or don't feed my baby, you know, me and you joke like that. But
right.
whereas the gentleman that was just talking, you know, if he come in and say, I don't even know who he is. See, and that's
right.
the part that plays a role, and then everybody gets to laughing because, you know, you got, you know, four or five different people you don't even know that's saying stuff about your little baby or your old lady, and
mm-hmm.
and that's when it's just getting, you know, out of hand.
Right, I totally agree. Hey, DJ and everybody else, we got one of the caller. I'm opening mic up, 414-6614. Please let us know what you feel about this topic we're talking about. 414-614, that's background noise.
Hold on. Hey, Kevin, I'm at work, man.
Yeah, right here. Right here, brother. Go ahead and hear what you got to say.
Now, this folks with the East Side Stranglers, man. And I'm at work,
what's
man.
That
I'm just listening to the show.
Man, we're glad to hear you. We're glad to hear you.
So, now, I got a lot of background noise. I'm going to go on mute.
Well, go ahead.
I got a lot of background noise.
Huh? Go ahead and say what you want to say. Go ahead and say what you want to say real quick.
Oh, no, let me hear my finish now, and I'm going to work right quick, and I'm going to jump back on. Don't mute my mic. I'm going to jump
okay,
back baby, in.
Boy, no. You want me muted, or you want me muted?
No, I'm muted. No, matter of fact, you go ahead
okay,
and mute so it don't come back on.
Hi, baby boy. We got you. Hey, DJ, you got some people hitting on this one, baby boy. You got 630-1551. Your mic is open. Your mic is open. All right, we'll go back to them, DJ. I'm going to mute them. We'll go to the next one you got here, DJ. 706-9918. Your mic is open.
Just listening.
Okay, you just listening, baby boy?
Yeah, just listening.
Okay, well, what do you think about the topic? If you want to, you can say what you got to say. You're just listening, DJ. So I'm all right. DJ, go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, I mean, that's I don't
know,
have
to.
No,
I completely agree with you, DJ. I mean, a man shouldn't go to a man's house.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, the thing is, you know, it's hard, you know, you don't want to feel, you don't want to get it to the point, you don't want people to think that you're just watering down the game. But the bottom line is we just need to, we need to keep it real and keep it racist. I mean,
right,
we, everybody knows the difference between the two. The bottom line is if you don't, if you and another person ain't seeing the eye to eye, and you know
leave
it's kind of going to be contentious, y'all don't need to fuck with each other, period.
Right.
Y'all don't need to
just
distance yourself and just let it go. I mean, there's no need. There is nothing that we talk about. No, none of us, ain't none of us related close enough as far as, we don't have ties enough that that's going to do anything to stop anything that anyone is doing. Like, you know, the argument, or I hate keep saying BET and Butt Naked, which I, they don't have no beef right now as far as I know or whatever, so that's pretty much squashed, so I'm just relating to it, so I don't want y'all to keep thinking I'm saying it's a beef between them or something, but I, what I'm saying is what BET does has nothing to do with what Butt Naked does. What,
right.
BET, what BET eat don't make Butt Naked shit, same difference with what
exactly.
Butt Naked eat, don't, you see. So, you know, if you got two or several individuals that just don't get along, they just don't need, you know, they don't need to.
Exactly. I mean, DJ, you're right. What I want to say about BET is he brings action to the game. He's going to talk, he's gonna do his shit talking, that's fine. But don't take him so personally. Let him walk. I mean, let it be done, you know. If you don't want to talk to him, say, BET, I'm done. Okay, and BET, we're not here to badger you tonight, but we're just saying, if you don't, if, you know, it's your
constitutional
right. Well,
you got to be careful saying that like that, because I don't, because you'll make him think you're talking about him. He'll come on here and be like,
no,
are y'all talking
no,
about me? And it's
I'm
not
glad
that
you said that.
Course,
no, I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said
that.
That'll
be the first thing he'll say now, doesn't he? So, you know, bottom
no,
line.
No, BET
is
always on
like,
show. BET is always
well,
on show.
Okay, well, I ain't nobody saying
and,
nothing about,
right,
you know,
don't
want to
say
anything
bad about
BET.
Naked. Right.
BET is a listener.
I think you said BET is, quote me if I'm wrong, you know how BET is, so either you deal with him or you don't. That's it. You know, either you listen to him or you don't. I mean, you shut him out or whatever. And BET's not that person that's going to just keep, you know, I don't know, DJ, maybe you're right, you know. But what I'm saying is, if I'm getting negative for a person that I don't want to deal with, I don't have to deal with them, you know.
Well, I'm going to say it like this. If you report failure and report, if you're going to be that way, be like that with everybody.
Okay.
Don't just have a select few. If you're going to keep it real all across the board. If Big Ball Factor ain't racing, get on Big Ball Factor. If Real Tree ain't racing, get on Real Tree. If we ain't doing shit, get on with ass. If I ain't doing shit, get on my ass. That, keep it 100 all across the board. Don't be focusing on two or three.
But see, where the problem comes in at when a person don't like you, which we talking about BT, and I don't mind he's thinking I'm talking about him. If he don't like you, then he'll rat you more, and it'll get on certain people's nerves. You can get on a person's nerves. You know, you can take it too far. And that's not just BT. That's a lot of different guys. That's why it's only so much we can control. Like you're saying, you only can water it down so far. Because some guys, I've heard them on the show say, because I don't like you, you know, to another man.
Right.
So it's only so much you can do. And BET have certain people that he targets that he don't care for, and he rides the mess out of them. And before you know it, it's going to be a problem out there.
Yeah, I hate to say stuff like that, but, I mean, that's the biggest thing I just try to get across. You know, you just got to know your limits. You got to know your limits.
And DJ.
And what I try to get from everybody.
DJ, let me say this about you. Mm-hmm. A lot of respect for you. This is, I ain't trying to kiss your ass like that. But beginning of the year, last year, you had problems. You know, you tore your car up. You had it in the shop. You're trying to get it fixed. You got it fixed. But people understand when you tear up a car two, three times, you might spend the next amount of dollars to get it back. So now you're like, okay, well, man, I got to get my thoughts together. You know, I got my son at home, my daughter at home, I got this and that at home, I got the old lady at home. You know, I put X amount. I just can't do it no more. You know, I got to chill out for a minute. You know, I got to regroup.
My thing is, I'm just making my next move my best move. I mean, bottom line, this game is you know, everybody's going to step the game up, and I'm not one to be sitting on the wayside. I'm trying to be at the top of my game, so I'm just trying to make my next move my best move. And I can assure you, if you see me in the car at the track at the same time, down on somebody's ass, I'm going, period.
And I think none of those lies is going to even doubt you for that.
When you're supposed to debut,
right now, I'm looking at the Fat Tuesday weekend. That's what I'm looking at, probably being done, fully done, testing and ready. So.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
What's up, man? It's Slouch.
What's up, Slouch? What's up, baby boy?
What's going on, everybody?
What's that?
Hey, I just want to touch on this on a different subject.
Go ahead.
You know, it's a lot of race promoters like myself, you know, DJ Grant, and so forth, so on. You know, in the shows. They have, and they're all good. The ones that I've been to and everything, but a lot of people say the shootouts is not grudge racing. But what they don't understand is the shootouts is saving a lot of these, because if we were just coming there for grudge racing, you aren't going to see maybe two or three good racing. But if you have the shootouts, you guaranteed racing nonstop. So I think the shootouts is a big key of all these races that everybody going in. But now they're saying that, well, the shootouts is class racing. It's still grudge racing because you're betting money. You're not showing any times. You're getting up there to run. You don't care what they have, or, you know, you're not saying, give me this, give me that. It's head up, you know. 8 mile, quarter mile, you know, I love the shootouts, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, thinking that, you know, the shootouts is not grudge racing, you know, and it is. So I just wanted to bring that out there.
So where do we diversify that? Because we had, where, DJ, I mean to cut you off, sir, where do we come in to say, you know, we know, everybody does it. DJ does a lot of grudge racing, but he does some shootouts too. DJ, I'm not putting you in line, sir.
But hey, the key to these events is you have to keep the spectators happy. Because if the spectators is not happy, you're not going to have a crowd. When the spectators leave, you're not going to have an event. So the shootouts is what keeps the spectators sitting in their seats, going crazy until the big grudge racing. So I commit, you know, everybody to keep having these events, having these shootouts, because it's making grudge racing bigger and bigger.
Right.
I totally agree with you. I agree with it too.
I agree that the shootouts, I don't think it's grudge racing, but I do think that it's necessary, and it brings it helps the game.
Yeah,
it does.
That's big Will.
I tell you another thing that it does. It also, especially like if you say you have a 28-inch tire shootout or a 29-inch tire shootout, if it was just a regular grudge race, two cars that normally probably wouldn't get off on, better chance of seeing them two cars pair up if they get in the shootout.
Yeah.
Whereas,
I got a question for you, everybody on the phone. We heard a guy last week in Mississippi saying that they run quarter mile, run eighth mile. Mm. Also, what he said was that Mike Hill was going to do a 28 stock suspension, you know, shootout, and he was going to do it because most people, nitrous guys consider you faster on the big end or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Is that better for you now? Is that better for you to, you know, where you can get some more competition to race? Because I know a lot of people duck you. Because
I'm confused
because
what you said. You said Mike Hill said.
Well,
Mike Hill said.
Well, I heard Mike Hill's going to do a 20-inch race. Brian, what you wrong?
No. Let me tell you what.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, sir.
The question was brought up on my show last week as far as, you know, a lot of the guys up north are boosted cars. And you know, all the guys down south, you know, when they come down south for a booster car to run, they have to run with the 29-inch tire cars. And what I said, this was my suggestion, I think we're going to pretty much, you'll see, you know, especially with some of the Grudge Inc. events, what you're going to see is we're going to start a class called an extreme 28-inch tire class. Like this, you got guys on 28-inch tires. Everybody's pretty much that's a nicest car is a 700 plus cubic inch motor.
Okay.
You know, so and eighth
well,
of
you know,
mile,
we don't shout no numbers out.
No, ain't nobody saying. I'm just saying.
No, baby, go ahead.
Just speaking in general, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I said it before. I mean, it's like this. That you know, the playing field is damn near level when it comes to these cars, especially in grudge racing. I can't say so much in class racing, but in grudge racing, you know, turbo cars and nitrous cars are almost equal. Take some of these class cars and get them on a 28 on some of the tracks that we go down, they're not going to run them numbers that they run, you know, at a class event anyway. So, I mean, and it's like this bottom line is you have the choice if you want to get in the class or not. You know, so if you feel like you want to get an extreme 28, then you got a small block. Because they got some bad-ass small blocks out there, too. I mean, they got some small blocks out there that run with, and when I say like an eighth of a mile with any of these turbos or any of these big blocks.
Yeah. Hey, DJ,
but,
that extreme class, is that with the any combo, any combination?
Yeah, any combination.
As long as you want 28?
Pretty much, as long as you're on 28, as long as you stock front frame rail. I mean, you could actually probably be
But any engine combo?
Yeah, any combos. Any combo.
Okay.
Stock frame rail
on
28.
Yeah, the way we run our shootouts up north, we run 28s, you know, 28s. As long as you stock suspension on 28s, we don't care what engine you have. You know, we're already doing that. That's why, you know, we'll go down there and run. But, you know, a lot of people, like they say, down south, they don't want to run the turbos, the nitrous cars. But, you know, we do it up here all the time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it's just one of those things where, you know, like I said, I think the playing field is pretty much leveled. It's all about the combination and getting from point A to point B, man. I mean, you got people out here flying, man. People are flying. So, you know, if you want to get in the class, get in. If you don't, you know, just be in the regular 28-inch tire class.
Yeah, they're getting faster and faster.
I mean the 29-inch tire class is getting so great. That's a class. I tell you, that class is just getting stupid. You just got people coming. I mean, they're coming out the woodwork now with back half cars, 10-5 cars, and even chassis cars with 29s on it. To me, it's just kind of molesting the field. But, you know, I'm not in that class.
But DJ,
Yeah,
question. How do you feel about if I got a car? I'm going to give you a scenario. I got an old back half. I'm just going to share it. And then truly, I got an old back half, 68 Camaro, with a big block with nitrous on it. If you feel like you can get me, would you try me?
Let me tell you, I don't care who it is on any given day at the track. If I'm there and I look at, I can be a lot of times, and it's a lot of people out there the same way. It's just, you know, I'm a spontaneous type of person. If I look at something and I just say, I want to try, I'm going to try it. It don't matter what it is.
And that's one thing I want to say to you. I have one of the biggest respects for you because
I'm not the only person.
You,
I'm not
you would
the only
try
like that. I'm sure there's a lot of other people out there like that too. But you know, that's just I like to go, and I'm always trying to go.
Right. I know we had a caller last week, from Mississippi, and he was saying that they run quarter mile down south.
Pass interference. Oh, my bad.
No, I'm just. Anybody
well,
want to get on this
I'm
one?
I'm gonna say this about that now. You know, okay. I don't mind, but at the same time, I hadn't really seen that much quarter mile action going up north or down south. And okay. And I say that when I refer to that, I'm talking about cars that are, you know, really fast.
Right.
Because the thing is, you know, even with, you know, like John Force and all them, they shorten the quarter mile just because every year cars get faster and faster, and it's getting too crazy. You know, so we gotta think safety first. So, you know,
right.
But me personally, no, I don't mind. You know, I try to give it to a guy however they want it. You know, and this year I want to be, you know, if they want to be on a true 10, a true 28, a 275, or 28W, I'll accommodate them. That's what I plan to do this year.
No, AD, let me ask you a quick question, and I'm not putting you on the spot, but when you came up here to Indiana, matter of fact, the first time I did meet you, did you run the quarter mile eighth mile that pass? That was a good pass you made.
Yeah, that was a quarter mile.
That was a quarter.
DJ went down through there. I don't know.
Yeah, he disappeared. That's what
right.
That was.
Everybody didn't want DJ. They're like, oh, we're going to stand back. We're not messing
with
him tonight.
Because he came online, that's what he said. He said that was his first time ever taking his car to a quarter.
Well, yeah, sure was. Felt good, too.
DJ, you did some of them boys. They didn't want to mess with you that night.
Well, there's a few. I can't say nobody wanted to mess with me. I think Turbo GT, that's a race that's got to happen. Boost 12, I got to do that race, and the SVO boy. And one thing I always say, you know, they want me, and I want them. And all I say is I know those races will happen because those guys are rich. It ain't a bunch of shit talking. Got to be talked. They want my ass. I want their ass. So guess what? If we at the same place at the same time, I'm not doing the moonwalk. So if it don't happen, it'd be because they don't want it to happen. Oh, I'm tore up. But they tore up. But I know, I believe if we both at that track at the same time, it's going to happen because those guys will go, and I know I ain't in the bag up, so.
Well, DJ, I have to say this about you. As Slouch is saying, you will race. People want to say, oh, well, DJ takes the punk outs and this and that. But look what, I mean, I want to say about you and Lil Tony. You guys engaged the race. You're the only ones I've ever seen that. Well, you know, you engaged the race and say, you know what, I ain't ready,
The only time I've seen punk out is because I couldn't go. The car tore up or something of that nature. I've never been at the track with the car, and the car could go and I paid punk out. Never.
I totally agree with you.
And you will travel, too. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. I mean, the thing is, people say if you're gonna be a bear, be a grizzly bear. One thing I say about Cole Killer, he walk it like it's soft. That's the first person I raced with that car right now, and it was me being a little. I mean, it was the second time taking the car out, and I didn't realize what I had, and it was my ignorance that made me lose that race. Because we've talked personally, and, well, I mean, I ain't going to say what we said, but it was my ignorance that lost that race.
But DJ, the thing of it is that, you know, you and the man had respect to talk to each other. Whatever your situation was, it's done, it's over with, you know?
Yeah. I mean, in all honesty, really, I made a shakedown, and the car was getting loose. I honestly then should have paid the punk out that race right there. I should have paid the punk out right there, but I can't. It's so hard for me to bag up. I don't know. But sometimes, you know, but you live and you learn.
Right. Yeah, I think that's what the, you know, with you being an ambassador to the racing game, you know, you have told God, let me race or whatever. I mean, you showed up and you done you ready to do battle, but, you know, where does it come to where, you know, as we say once again, you know, DJ, I've heard people smack talking shit out you.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? You keep your head up, dude, and you just like, look, you want to race or what? Don't you hear all that bullshit. Do you want to race?
Yeah, nothing need to be a little bit more. Everybody like a little pregame show. I ain't mad at that, you know. But, you know, it's all good if we're going to see a race after it. You know,
right.
It gets to the point where you can, you know, it turns into that's all people want. It's the pregame show. They don't want the actual show. Yeah, don't take all
right.
that to get a race up to. If you really want to race, it ain't going to be no long draw that conversation. We're going to get this thing together. We're going to lock it in. It's going to happen.
Exactly. And I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. You know, if I want to race DJ Grant, I ain't fast you. But if I go, you know, if I go DJ Grant and say, hey, well, DJ, you want to try me? You know, give me this and give me that. And the first thing you got to do is say, man, that's not, you know, I don't want to do that. And vice versa, you know what I'm saying? If I come to you and I say, you come to me, so I'll give you this, and I say, well, DJ, I can't do that.
That's a very important point you brought up, because you do have to be smart. You can't accept everything that somebody goes, because they know, you know, because I say the statements I make, so people try to make me do something stupid. You know, I ain't going to do nothing stupid now.
Right.
Unless, you know, I don't like that or. But then again, if we get there and you ain't doing what I think you need to be doing with the type of car you got, then down on your ass I'm going.
Exactly.
But I ain't touching nothing on the planet Earth on a 28-inch tire. I'll put that out there right now. I'm not touching nothing on a 28-inch tire.
And DJ, you know, I'm not trying to put you on front. Is it quarter mile, eighth mile? Just that's one question I ask, and I'm done with it.
Yeah, quarter mile.
Just stipping
mile.
That.
Yeah. Ain't really no stipping that. As long as the stip would be as long as we're at a good
neutral track.
As long as I'm on a good surface that's safe.
Right.
That would be my.
And you know what, DJ? I wanted to say this, and I'm glad you bring this up. Every week I'm on this show. I want guys to be safe. They understand safety. I see some tracks from up north to down south. I look at the guy, what the hell are you doing on this damn track with all this horsepower, and you freaking got sand and dirt running across the son of a bitch.
And your gear too. And I'm speaking to myself when I say this, because I hadn't been wearing like all the safety equipment and gear that I personally should have, but
right.
I plan definitely when you see me again to be, you know, with the proper gear and proper tire, and I'm doing things to the cars chassis wise to make it a safer car also, because these cars
right.
are fast and we don't, you know, we don't want nothing to happen to nobody, and I sure don't want nothing to happen to myself, so, you know,
right,
if
cause
you don't keep up by example.
I think Mr. B was talking about, you know, safety and everything else. And DJ, I'm glad you bring it up. I see these guys, and this is me personally. I see a lot of these, and I'm gonna say this in this Regal and Cutlass generation, G body generation. Well, you got a cage in the car. Well, cause you put a cage in your car, I put it in your car. I want to go home with my wife. I want to go home with my kids.
Yeah.
It's called safety.
I guess some good personal buddies of mine that's got a couple of these cheap bodies and no cages, and I tell them y'all crazy as hell. You know, but,
you're damn right.
It is what it is, but I mean it's all too fast, man, for this stuff. I mean, really, if you and to be honest with you, you don't even have to be going fast to get hurt
on
these cars. You ain't even got to be I mean, you can be a 9-second car and get hurt bad. It don't take no whole lot of speed to get hurt. So,
hey, remember the good friend of mine that I grew up with, Jackie Sloan. when Steve Graybeck got killed. And, you know, everybody's on the phone up here in Michigan, call everybody, you know, let everybody know what's going on. And he told me, he says, man, you know, I drove Pro Mods. He's not everything but a fucking funny car. He drove Top Sportsman Dragster. He says, man, I see more people get killed. That's what he told me. He said people get more killed in a 12-second car than anything. And I see these guys doing this. All I'm saying is that, you know, these guys are a little stiff. Oh, man, you got to cage your car. You must be faster than me. You know, you got. I'm not going to run you. It's not about that. It's about safety. You know, safety. You know, we never. I've seen video DJ with people that got helmets on in the car. So what the hell's wrong with you? And I know this damn thing is boogieing. I mean, spark suspension, whatever it is, boogieing.
Better depend on a guy. He had a car. I guess it was just something he threw together. You know, I ain't gonna say he threw together, but just something that he was, you know, a backyard bill type of deal. And
right.
The guy didn't have a seatbelt in the car, so he come around. And they said, no, you can't go down because you ain't got a seatbelt on. So he went back around and just got something and tied around to make it look like he had a seatbelt on. And you know, had a mishap and he lost his life.
Right.
In that same car. And that, like I said, and it was probably a 9 or 10 second car in 8 mile.
Mm-hmm.
Well, DJ, I'm glad you stepping up your game because I was down there when you blew the window out and stuff, and I saw you get in that car. Man, you look like you had on a little lightweight jacket and stuff.
Yep,
jeans
sure
or something.
Sure
that's right.
Did.
I was there.
Absolutely right. That's what I said. I'm talking to myself first because, you know, we got to understand, ain't none of us no He-Man. Ain't none of us the Hulk. We, you know, get hit or something and it just bounce off of him. We ain't getting no younger.
Right. Yeah.
DJ, you want to show it?
Yeah. Wow.
You know, and that's a big thing to get these guys to realize. You know, it's not about if you don't have a cage in the car. It's not about, it's your safety, you know.
It's your life.
I'm telling you, I've seen some of these.
This
you know,
drug
these,
game
I,
got so big. We all, I look at everybody in this game as family, man. And you never want to see nobody in your family get hurt. You know, so. With that being said, if you're gonna say stuff like what I'm saying, I got to be, you know, if you see me, I need to be walking it like I'm talking it. So I need to be doing it anyway. It ain't got nothing to do with me trying to be an example. I need it. I should have it on. I should, you know, have the proper safety gear, and the car should be set up to be safe to go the type of numbers we're going. So.
Right, and you know what, I want to say this to Big Drag. Big Drag has been saying this since we started these shows, you know, about safety. And these guys on these shows, and, you know, and he tells them, Bill, you know, you need safety. And the guys, they just do not understand this, you know, they didn't got to where, you know, I would hate to see some of these guys get in an accident, you know. And we all forbid that to happen.
Let me say this, Kevin. We've been doing a lot of talking, and mm-hmm. like I said before, a lot of times this is definitely a forum where other people can talk. So I don't want to be one that's here trying to, you know, talk too much. So if there's mm-hmm. anybody else that's on the line, let's see if anybody got their hands up that want to jump in and maybe say something, you know, and I can sit back.
Right. We got a couple of people, DJs, we can get open up here, see what's going on. Let me see if my buddy wants to talk tonight. Wick is on. Hey, Wick. Hold on 1 second. Wick, your mic is open.
What's going on?
Hey, Wick.
Yo.
What you think about the safety, brother?
What you say now?
We're talking about the safety. People, these guys, you know, with these cars not putting cages in them. What do you think about the safety period?
Oh yeah. That's the main. Yeah, you got to have. If you're going a certain, you know, a certain speed or some certain time or something, yeah, you need a cage in them thing. The safety for the driver and stuff. Yeah, I think that's a big issue. But you know, I don't know, some of these big old heavy cars now, they probably can get by like the Chevys and stuff, you know, maybe without a cage. They're so heavy and big. If it wrecked, you know, it'll probably be all right, you know. But like some of these smaller cars, Mustang, them things need cages, the ones that's real fast without a cage. We got one actually that need a cage in it, but we hadn't put one in it, though. We got a little Mustang with small block without a cage in it, no cage.
Does that come back to where are you trying to compete to race somebody to, you know, take your car slow without a cage, or is it safety period?
No, I never thought nobody's car was slow without a cage. I don't think that's a trickery there. I think everybody know you can be fast without a cage.
But some guys, hey, Rick, not. We respect you in the game. Some guys will say, "Well, you got a cage in there, man. You must be running fast." Is that stupid? Because my car may be slower than yours, but I got a cage in it.
Well, I ain't gonna say stupid, but you know, a lot of guys just use that to get for stiff, you know, to get some extra out of a guy or something like that. But you know, I don't see a cage making them go fast. Well, with a cage, to keep a car from flexing too now, so you can't go
faster. Right, make it a little stiffer. That's what I was told, to make it a little stiffer, keep it from flexing and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I just like to see the guys be safe, you know. Guys, if you don't mind me, you know, I'm not pushing somebody out there, but there's a G-Bot out there that runs real good. Real good, I've seen on videos. Car strictly business. Man, I don't have no damn cage in that damn thing. Y'all got to be fucking crazy. You wouldn't get me to drive it. There ain't no way it would not happen. You know.
You said strictly business, huh?
Yeah, it's a colorless. I think it's out of Florida. That's some bitch ride, dude. It ride, Wick.
I think I've seen it before.
It's like a candy apple gold car. That's some bitch ride. They got no cage in it.
I've seen it before.
You know,
what about Lil Tony from Detroit? Is it a cage in that car?
Slouch on the phone? No, I don't think Slouch is gone. Quick, you know what? I'm a fine
person. Nah, that wasn't me that asked that. That was somebody else.
Oh,
I think that was somebody. Yeah, that wasn't me that asked that. Somebody else asked that question.
Let me be honest with you, everybody. I do not know.
I don't care if it got a cage or not. It still got the back tire.
Shit, that damn Wick just had some grudge talk tonight, didn't he?
Hey, what D at? D still on?
DJ?
That's my buddy.
DJ, what are you on here?
Now, I wasn't talking about DJ. DJ ain't my buddy. DJ my friend, but I'm talking about my buddy. Chicago, I think it's being D.
Let's see. Oh, Mr. B.
What's up, Wick? This is Will.
Hey, what up, Will? You doing all right? What's up, Will?
What's going on, partner?
You doing all right?
Man, trying to get it together.
Ah, okay. Well, you'll get it together. It'll come together. It'll come together. I'm doing the same thing, trying to get it together. I'm going to get ready to try to get out of here in a couple of days and go over there to Florida. See if we can do some damage over there.
How many cars are you taking over there?
We're just taking two.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just going to take two over
there. Hey, Slots. Hey, Wick. Slots, you on?
Yeah.
Hello?
Slots.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, we got a question for you. We talking about little Tony's car. Got a cage in it?
That wasn't Wick asked that question.
Okay, I'm sorry, Wick. I apologize. We had a question. Someone was asking, did little Tony have a cage in that car?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Okay, no, we you know. No, we weren't trying to put you on the spot, brother.
Oh, no.
We weren't trying to put you on the spot, brother.
No, we weren't trying to put you on the spot. That motherfucker invisible.
It ain't that invisible.
Hey, but back on that that safety issue y'all was talking about. You know, I was back when I start going to these little no ETs at Milan. You know, it's a couple of grunts guys. You know, they was had their race jacket on. They Air Forces and some shorts. I'm like, man, you drive your car going this thing? He's like, yeah, ain't no problem. Then I see another guy. My man had the full race suit on, the gloves, the boots, the neck brace, you know, from head to toe, got everything. Car ran about 15 seconds. I said, man, why you got all this on? He said, man, fire don't got no speed. That was his exact words. Fire does not have any speed. And I'll say, yeah, you know what? You're right. Because you get burnt up in some shorts, you gone. He had his fire suit on. He was protected from head to toe. Now I understand why he did that. At first, I didn't because I was like, man, this motherfucker, he's stupid as hell going 20 miles an hour and a quarter, you know, 20 going for like 20 seconds, whatever, slow, maybe 15, 16-second car. But, you know, safety, he had everything, you know, from head to toe on. Then I understand, you know, anything can happen while he drives down there. Car can catch on fire. You know, he's protected, you know. But some guys, you know, they want to cheat. You know, a lot of people did it and, you know, do it. You know, they cheat. But, you know, it's time to, you know, you got to do things right sometimes now. So.
And Slouch, I try to tell everybody, my cousin back in 1997, he had a Camaro, but a small block in it. The cars run good. So the following year, he said, man, I'm building this big block, nice big block. So, all right. So, you know, we sitting there, I was putting my car together, and we sitting there teasing him, man, you should put a cage in this car. So when you get a track, they ain't going to bother you. You know, we know your car can run faster than it should run, you know. I ain't going to do that. Fuck y'all. But he did it. And the first pass, he rode that car seven times. We ran down there, and we all ran up before my name got there. We pulled him out the car. And, dude, they took him to the hospital in the ambulance, and then he came back. We told the car in the shop, and we had everybody in the shop look at that car. And all they could say was, dude, we glad you put a cage in that car. We glad that saved your life. And people do not realize that, you know. And his car was as fast as it was to today. You know what I'm saying? He might have had a fucking 1090 car when he rode.
The good Lord saved his life, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But, you know, it's just the guys don't understand that when it comes to the safety issue.
But it's the good Lord and then him putting that cage in there also. But the good Lord was saved for the spare of his life. I don't
really
know that.
DJ, I'm going to tell you something, man. We tease him so bad. Matter of fact, he got mad. James, he got a track. he got mad at me because I was supposed to be at the hospital. I had to end up, you know, I had to work over. So my other buddy, Howard, went to pick the car up on the trailer. So I told Howard, well, you know, just pick my trailer up and we're going to get it. And I'll never forget, this is when we used to run the old, we had mounted some slicks up on the old steel wheel. And man, that car came out the gate looking decent. And man, he rode that car 7 times. He didn't go nobody's lane 7 times. We ran up on him. We pulled him out. My driver and they was like, everybody get back. So they said, you know, chicken and lambs. And then, you know, we was back at the shop with the car. We got the car on the trailer. Got it back. We had the trailer. Put it back at the shop. And he was looking at the car. When he walked up, he was like, and we was all like, man, just thank God. I mean, we had so many people there at night to wait on him. And everybody said, you know what he said? He said, man, I wasn't going to put a cage in this car. But that, he said, I'm a true, this is what he said. I will never, ever be in a car again without a cage. And yeah, had, matter of fact, when we put the cage in the car, he didn't buy the harness. He had the lap belt on. The cigarette right here, he had the original lap belt on. And we were like, damn. And we wouldn't think about it at the time. And he was like, y'all know we're holding me in the car, don't you? And we were like, no. He said, man, I was supposed to. He said, Tech had told him to change his belt. He had the belts there. And he said, well, he figured his first pass, he wasn't going to hit the car that hard. And nothing was going to happen. And he didn't change the belt. He said, I just ran out on my lap belt.
Hey, Wick. Wick, you still on?
Yeah.
Hey, the race, Baldy's race. Who all locked in for that race? You know any races that's locked in already?
Yeah, you got Tony Baz and Live Action locked in.
Damn. Which car? Oh, that's the okay. Yeah, that's the Camaro, right?
Helmer versus Nemesis. And you got Big Ball Fester and Cold Killer locked in.
Damn.
You got Bud Nicky got 3 races locked in. He got Tony Wright. I think Tony Wright giving him the back tie. And I think he got Bud Nicky giving Bud Nicky giving the back tie. I think Bud Nicky giving somebody the back tie. I think Bud Nicky giving Biz the back tie. I think now. I know they locked in. And then he got I think Coop Performance, yeah. But they're running Coop Performance, too. He got those 3 races locked in. Then you got, what else locked in over there? They got a lot of races locked in.
Is you locked in with anyone?
No, I didn't lock in with no one.
Oh,
I'm just going to go over there and run and see what I see and run somebody.
Yeah, that's going to be a hell of an event right there.
Yeah, it's going to be a good event. I think Street King locked in with somebody over there. I think Street King locked in with, I think Tight Man, one of Tight Cars, one of the cars in Tight Man camp, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be something to see over there. It's going to be some bunch of grudge, and I can tell you that.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be nice. Is that a 2-day event or just Saturday only?
It's 2 days, Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, my first time going. So we're going to go over there and try to have some fun. Get it on, try to.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
They said Baldy's race is a good race every year.
Yeah, it used to be in Bradenton. It's in, what is it, Orlando Speed World.
That's a good truck, ain't it?
Yeah, hell yeah, it is.
That's another thing I want to tell you guys. You know, stop going to tracks that ain't, you know, because they should get away with BS, you know. You know, stop it.
You ain't heard from, you haven't heard from Tail yet?
No, I haven't heard from Tail yet. You know what, I'm going to text him right now. I'm going to text him right now. He's been doing a lot, man. He, the guy that got passed away was a good friend of his.
Touchdown. Oh, my bad. My bad. Yeah, I know this was a California show. You know, I know everybody heard about Paul Walker and his race buddy. They done died in that accident, you know. That was a big shock for everybody, man. Good actor. I don't know him personally, but, you know, I like all his movies and everything that he was doing, but. Man, that's sad. That's sad to hear. Those both sad other people that got killed in there, man.
Oh, Tail, he's on now. He's on now. He's on now. Let me force Mike. I want this damn mic. He just called, cussing me out, texting me, so over his mic. Mr. Russo.
Nah, you unmuted Chad. You didn't unmute Tail.
Oh, Chad, I'm sorry.
Chad, what's up, man?
It's all right, good, though. I've been waiting, too.
I'm sorry, brother. Look, I thought of everybody. Mr.
Man,
Russo, you on?
Hey, this is tough, man. I gotta wait to come on to my own show, man.
That's the same damn thing I was thinking. We're supposed to be on the California show, and all the California guys are getting held up. We're talking all the Chicago boys.
I'll tell you, man, you get the floor in Detroit, baby, they're going to run the court.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we're just getting in right now, man. How's everybody doing?
Doing good, baby boy. How are you doing?
Hey, you know, one day at a time, man. Learning life lessons. Never, tomorrow's not guaranteed, you know what I mean? So it's just day by day. And, you know, I was...
Hey, Chad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Russo. Chad don't go nowhere.
Go ahead, Chad.
I got a question with Chad.
Yeah.
He's on the down low. How did things go out there when Oklahoma came out there? I heard they got scared to run you.
You know, honestly, it wasn't the Oklahoma guys.
Yes, they were.
Yeah, honestly, Taylor, I mean, we kind of already talked about this a little bit. I think it was more of some of the California guys being so Hollywood that they just wanted to be on TV instead of letting one of the actually fast cars from California run. And the way they, you know, I'm kind of hated in California because like I said, I mean, you guys already know I've been on the show calling out all of California. I fucking called out all of California on the internet, you know, all this bullshit, and I never get any responses. But then when it comes down to it, people want to try and make the claim that I'm not a street racer and I'm not willing to street race and I'm just a track racer and a grudge racer and this and that. And it's like, no. I'm a street racer, just nobody will fucking street race me. So, I mean, if that makes me not a street racer because I can't get any kind of a race where people aren't telling me to stay on the motor or give them a million cars in the go or come out to their street 5 hours away or anything like that, if that makes me not a street racer, then I guess I'm not a street racer.
My thing on this is this. You know, everybody wants their 15 minutes of fame to be on TV. And you know what you do is when you get that 15 minutes of fame, you give it your absolute best shot as you can. And I personally, and this is my opinion, don't feel that certain cars that were there did such. I think there were more faster cars that were there on the trailer that could have ran and didn't get that opportunity because
I got a quick question for you. I know you and Chad can take care of this. I seen the video. This is me talking, Kev. I seen a video where what is his name? Big Chief? Big Ass? What do you want to call him?
Big Chief?
Yeah,
Big Chief.
We don't give a fuck. Okay. I seen Chad's car in the background. I seen Chad's car in a trailer in front of Israel's shop, and they were running their mouth.
Yeah, exactly. And I was out there, and I was ready to go.
Let me finish one more quick second. No.
Hey, you know they got that episode floating on Facebook.
Okay. Hold up.
Of Oklahoma in California.
Right. But you got a slouch on the phone here from Detroit. From Detroit. He's seen it. Okay. My question is, Chief and them is full of shit. They ain't nobody. They gonna race nobody. They wanna pick and choose their races. Now there's some chick
on
the video.
Wait, let me stop for 1 second.
Okay,
understand this. Understand this for a second. And this is what I had to get put into my head too. These guys are coming from Oklahoma, and they're saying, "Give us your fastest cars." So when these guys start saying it's this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy, Oklahoma don't know no better if there's somebody faster. So when we get when the guys that were going to be put on the list to run these guys, mm-hmm. then Oklahoma City did their homework on these guys given. So we really can't blame Oklahoma City for picking and choosing. They picked and choose out of what we gave them to pick and choose. So it's not really Big Chief's fault, but all he said was give us your fastest. And I don't feel that we gave Oklahoma City our fastest cars.
I have one question for you. If you go to this one video, there's a lady on there, and I think she's the producer of that show, and she basically tells them who to run, not to run.
Was it a white girl with kind of a big ass?
Yep.
That was the producer. I made her give me a piggyback ride.
No, did you? Well, I hit it too.
but here you got to understand, Kev. Now I'm going to put it to you this way. If I come to Detroit and say, hey, I call you and say, hey, we're coming out from California, get your 5 fastest cars. Now, you give us 5 cars. Now, we're assuming that because you got these 5 cars, they're your fastest. Now, don't count Wayne. Don't count little Tony. Don't put those guys in the 5 for a second. So you give us 5 cars. Now you got Tony and you got Wayne saying, hey, where do we hold the fucking fort down here in Detroit? How are these guys getting into this? Hey, well, this is the 5 they gave us. This is the 5 we locked in with. Sorry. They don't know anybody out in California. So you can't get on Oklahoma for picking these races with these guys because this is what we gave them.
Right.
Now, if it was a call out and said whoever wants to race us from California and put it on the internet or something like that, they'd have got a list of 25, 30 cars. But because the guy who put it on up where they race, the AV boys, naturally the AV boys got a spot and got beat. And then Izzy Performance got a spot and got beat. And we lost all these races on our own backyard, on our own fucking street that we street race on. Oklahoma City's hooking up, and we ain't doing shit. So, you know, and everybody here, everybody in Grudge Inc., everybody knows Boosted GT. I just saw that race for the first time with him and Flip Del Camino. Now tell me, I've seen Boosted GT's car leave with the wheels up in the air. That fucking car laid down for that El Camino. So it's to me, is there a fix?
Is Big Will on the phone. Actually, Big Will, is Big Will, you still there?
Yeah.
Big Will, we got a question for you. Serious question. Now, we don't take nothing from Biz. Is Biz Kyle Punk?
No.
Okay. Now, we got Big Will. He just co-signed this. When Big Will ran, when Biz ran Bruce GT in a shootout, Biz said, man, I don't want these troubles. He said, but I'm going to run you anyway. Biz only lost by a car.
Biz now, didn't lose.
Big Will. Huh?
Biz didn't lose their race.
No, they got on video. Biz said he lost. He lost at Bruce GT.
No, Biz won the shootout. He didn't lose that race.
Okay, so was they doing a test and tune race? Because they got on the video where
they did run together.
No,
that was that Cox race. He was at that Cox race.
Okay.
And boosted GT, he did a call out. He wanted to run Biz first round, and Biz like, no, I don't want trouble. Then they pulled each other back, and then Biz knocked him out, off the thing. He didn't beat Biz.
Okay. Well, somebody got a video out that's showing that Biz lost. I wish we, matter of fact, guys, if you're tomorrow, Biz got a show tomorrow at, 6 o'clock tomorrow. Let's ask Biz about this tomorrow. Let's get Biz on tomorrow, Sunday. Biz has a show at Eastern Time at 6 p.m. And I know Biz only out for nobody.
Let me holler at Tail.
Go ahead, brother. What do you say?
Hey.
What's up, man?
Not much, man. Big Will. Hey, I give my hats off to you because as bad as you was riding, Oklahoma, I know you hated that loss.
Oh, you don't even know, man. You don't even know how much this got under my skin. Only because this, I really believe, with some of the cars we had racing, I thought we had a chance. I would have loved to see Chad race Chuck because I think Chad would have knocked Chuck off. I would have loved to see that race. But it didn't go down. So, you know, Chad's my boy, and I got Chad's back no matter what. Chad travels, Chad will race anybody under the sun. The part that gets me is that these guys knew Chad had a faster car than them, but still they felt they needed to be on the show. So what is that telling you? Were the fastest cars represented for California? Fuck no. When we traveled out to Lena, Mississippi, we tried to pick some cars from California. You know who came? Chad.
Okay, I was there. I remember that.
Hey, look.
That's my point.
Mr. Russo, I have much mad respect for you and Chad. You boys drove out there and tried to do your damn thing. Mr. Russo and Big Will, I watched the show today. I watched the show today. It says Street Outlaw. Let me watch this. I started watching this shit, man. It's like, this shit is ridiculous. Oh, you got to come to me because you're in the top 10, and you got to tell me who's going to race. Bitch, get down.
You know, okay. I did see that Sonoma truck run in Vegas when I was out in Vegas, and that truck moves. I'll give it to that truck. He's got like, I don't know, those tires are almost as tall as me wide. You know, they got some tire underneath these cars. And not taking nothing away from Oklahoma City, they do have fast cars. Are they beatable? Yeah, they're beatable. But what happens is California started fighting with itself instead of teaming up and taking it to these guys. That's what the problem was.
And you know what? Hold up. Mr. Russo,
you heard about they came to Chicago, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Give me one second, Carlos.
I was so proud of Chicago for fucking them over like that, whooping their ass.
Yeah, we hand them some.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you. Hold on, everybody, hold on one second. Now, let's go back to Actor Hoodrich. He put a video out, everybody to watch. He told everybody, and he explained to everybody, Y'all didn't mess with our fastest cars. Y'all picked and choose. So I want everybody, if you look at Active Hood Rich on YouTube, I'm going to leave it alone. Watch his video, what he said. He said, y'all picked and choose. Y'all picked and choose what y'all want to
do. They did what they supposed to do, man.
Will, I'm with you, brother, but what I'm trying to say, Will, if I come in your backyard and you tell me to cross my legs and be quiet because your leg runs through the house, I'm in your backyard, what am I supposed to do, Will? Either say yes or no, right?
They gave them the cars to choose from. They only put 5 cars out there for them to choose from, and they wouldn't have passed as one. That's on them.
Yeah, no, that's the whole thing
hold
with
on.
That.
Now, Will, go ahead, Chad.
Wait, Kev, hold on. Hold on, Kev. Chad, go ahead and explain it to him, Chad.
Yeah, the whole thing with the cars that they were allowed to pick and choose from, basically, is here's what happened. Oklahoma came out unannounced. Farm Truck, Asian, and Chief came to California without telling anybody. They got in contact with Active Hood Rich. And then they went out to a little street race meetup spot that we all meet up at. Unfortunately, I didn't get the call until after everything had already gone down. And then, you know, if you watch Pooh's first video on the Active Hood Rich channel when he's saying, you know, Oklahoma outlaws come to California, if you watch that video, one of the little captions that he puts up in that video is, Chad, where are you? Because nobody had given me the call.
Yeah, he did. Chad is one of them.
And
I watched it.
And so what happened was they came out and they said, hey, call up all the people out here that are active street racers, that are your fast cars. Let's get them together. Let's talk to them. Let's see what we can work out. You know, who's your fast cars? Who's willing to race heads up on the show? You know, the only rules that they make, and I know that the Chicago guys already know, the only rules that they make off the bat are 8th mile and you leave before the light, you lose. So that's the call out basically that they put to California, and they said, okay, give us any of your cars that are willing to race under these rules. And Pooh and the guys that were out there at that time told him, okay, well, there's, you know, the AV boys and Izzy Performance. He had just bought a new truck, but he ended up blowing the truck up before the show. And, you know, a couple other cars, you know, obviously Crazy Kelly from up north, who's already fucked up the Murder Nova. Right. You know, he went to Oklahoma and fucked up the Murder Nova. While the Murder Nova is sitting there on the trailer, Kelly's driving his car right next to it. And then still right. fucked him up. But, you know, Kelly blew his shit up actually twice the week before the race. Kelly blew his shit up. He blew it up, fixed it, went to test again, and blew the motherfucker up again. That's why they call his ass Crazy Kelly. And so, you know, they came out. They said, give us your fast-ass cars. You know, and who's willing to race under these circumstances. And they got right. a list of those cars. The only reason they ever even talked to me and were willing to even put me on the show is because I made that fucking call-out video and put it up on Facebook, and that shit went insane by the time I could wake up the next morning. It had already been shared 500 times. I had like 1,000 new friend requests and all this other fucking bullshit. And so, I mean, that's really the only reason they even called me, and I didn't even get a call until I got a call Sunday before they were going to come out here saying that they might be willing to race me. And then I got a call Tuesday telling me that I needed to show up Wednesday for a tech inspection on the car so that they could check it out and make sure that it was safe, that I wasn't just going to blow up as soon as I hit the gas.
Hold on. Hey, Chad, I got a question for you. Mr. Russo, please can answer this question.
Go ahead.
He just asked you a question. Hold on. Big Will, you on the phone?
Yeah.
Big Will, you there?
Big Will,
when the hell you need tech on the street?
Beg your pardon?
Well, you gotta understand.
Big Will, hold on. I gotta ask this one. Let me ask you one question, please. Big Will. Big Will, you on the phone? I mean, I'm talking about, yeah, Big Will, you on the phone?
Yeah.
When did you need Tech on the Street?
When did what?
When did we need Tech on the Street?
Oh.
Have you ever heard Tech on the Street?
Kev, okay,
Go ahead, do your thing.
You don't Tech on the Street, but when you do a TV show and there's insurance and permits and things that you have to show that what you're doing is safe, you have to have it. And that's why you have Tech.
Okay, Mr. Russell. Me and you have done the, we have done both done Pink's All Out, right?
Yep.
And they
my blood pressure got up. Mr. Russell, my blood pressure got up. It's really up.
Take your medicine. Somebody get him his meds, man.
Yeah, I need my meds. I need them back. Please take over. Do what you got to do. What did you need Tech on the Street?
You don't need Tech on the Street, but when you have insurance and stuff like that, that's part of the insurance. Cars have to be Tech.
Mr. Russo, I put in chat. Everybody, this Mr. Russo. This is our show, right?
Yeah.
You know my blood pressure, but I don't call you, but I don't tell you nothing. Me and you, you know, we like good friends.
So
I mean, Chad, we like brothers.
Chad, why didn't you race? Why didn't you race, Chad?
Basically, what happened? You know, they had the on race day. They got Oklahoma, and then whoever they're racing, all walk up and act all fucking big and bad. And then, they go through, and they were going through. They were like, hey, the Sonoma's our fastest car. Who's your guys' fastest car? And the fastest car we had out there was, and then they're like, okay, well, the second fastest car is the Murder Nova. Who's y'all's second fastest car? And, we said, I think we said Gypsy Mike, but Gypsy Mike wanted to race Chief's twin turbo Pontiac. So basically, the shit that went down, the California guys – Not at all. Everything that went down on race day was 100% real. The California guys had the opportunity to pick and choose who they raced. The reason I didn't race was because the California guys, the slower California guys that just wanted to be on TV, Izzy Performance and the fucking AV boys, and I don't give a fuck if they're listening. They both got the fucking go tonight if they want it. Both of those guys wanted to hurry up and jump up just so that they could be on TV racing and jump up and take a race. Say, oh, well, I want to race Chuck. And, the other guy wanted to race the third gen. And I'm just like, dude, like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Like, you guys don't have any chance against these cars. But I'm not going to sit there on national TV and talk shit about my other people from California who were supposed to be representing California. I mean, Chief looked right at me. He was trying to get me to talk shit to the California guys. Chief looked right at me, and he's like, when the show comes out, you'll see it. Chief looks right at me, and he's like, are you guys sure that we're racing the fastest cars that you guys have out here from Oklahoma? And I didn't say shit because I'm not gonna say anything to, I'm not gonna sit there and be like, no, that motherfucker's slower than me, that motherfucker's slower than me, that motherfucker's slower than me. Honestly, the only car that was out there from California that I wouldn't race head up on the street any goddamn time is Bodie's car. Other than that, Gypsy Mike, he knows I'll race him, Donnie knows I'll race him, all those guys know that I'll race them head up anytime they want it.
Hey Chad, shall we have a question? People who watch the videos. And Mr. Russo, you're there. Is Bodie the guy got the Nova, the orange Nova, red Nova, orange Nova?
Yeah. Bodie's got that really nice red Nova, and he's got a big old like 71 or 72 Chevelle, and he's got some badass shit.
Yeah, I just want everybody, so when people see the video, they know who to recognize and who to see. Because I think Bodie put the back in the trailer. And he swung back in the trailer, and they stopped him because they said it was a helicopter over top watching them or something. Because the comments on the, or whatever, it was a cop or and told him, said, well, go ahead and make the race real quick. And in Detroit, you know, when the top told him to do that shit, we got it over with, you know. We can't say what happened out there, but I did see Bodie's car. Bodie had a 16 over, 64 over. Yeah, we did see it.
Yeah. No, that motherfucker is real nice, and he's got a big ass motor in there with three foggers on it. I mean, I said, that's the only car from California that was representing California out there that I would that's the only car out there that I would ask for something from. You know, I mean, he'd have to give me the hit. Yeah, you know, I mean, fucking give me the hit, I'll try it.
And Bodie, we ain't trying to call you out tonight. We're just talking about the show.
Yeah, what exactly. But yeah, no, I mean, it was, you know, I kind of got fucked. And, you know, honestly, I mean, what you're not going to see off camera is as soon as the first negotiations went down, because what was supposed to happen is we were supposed to be out there racing all night long. Yeah, we were supposed to be out there racing until the sun came up. But the moisture ended up coming in, and the street was starting to get dewy, and it wasn't safe anymore for the cars. So that's why we just did the six races that we did and then knocked it off. But as soon as the camera shut off after we did the original negotiations, Chief and Sean? Yeah, Sean's the one that drives the murder note, right? Chief and Sean both came up to me. Yeah, they both came up to me after the first negotiations, and they're like, "Look, dude, you know, no matter what, you know, as soon as we get through these cars, we'll do the second negotiation. No matter what, you'll be the first one to pick whoever the fuck you want to race on the next go round, you know, because they were sure that we were still going to be able to race, you know, but it ended up not happening to where we could keep racing, and you know, it just didn't happen.
But they did come to Compton.
Yeah, because it was actually Rich. He said, "Well, you guys won't come to Compton races." You know, I mean, he said it, so you know, I'm not trying to badger the guy, but still, don't claim that you're the fastest. And it's, you know what? Matter of fact, on their show today, they said we are the fastest street cars.
They didn't say fastest street cars. They say they are the fastest street raced cars in the country. It's not. They're not saying that they're street cars. They say they are the fastest street raced cars in the country. That's exactly what they say.
Okay. So let's go back to this. Here it is. We got Tony Bynes. We got Wicks. We got DJ Grant. We got all these guys who actually engaged with these guys. And I seen a video, another video about 2 years ago, the Murder Novas. One of the guys from Arkansas knocked his head off. I mean, knocked the dookie out of him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Chad, you like everybody's saying, everybody in your respect. You will race. I mean, dude, you traveled. You have traveled. I mean, you traveled from California to Mississippi to race. And you was coming to get one of the best.
Travel.
Right. We knew you was coming to get one of the best, Tony Bynes. And Tony Bynes respects you for that. You know what I'm saying? So where are these guys coming and talking about where we the baddest? And then I'm sitting here looking at this video, and I see Chad's car in the background, but I don't see nobody talking shit to Chad. Did they edit it?
No, they just had
no. No, honestly, you know that's actually something that I'm kind of surprised of. You know, considering the amount of shit that I talked to the Oklahoma guys, actually one thing that I'm really surprised of is the whole time they were out here. You know, the whole week I was dealing with all the bullshit to be on the show and fucking all this bullshit. I mean, not once did any of them talk any shit to me.
Chad, I seen your car sitting in the trailer in the video, sitting in the trailer in front of Israel's shop through the iron fence, and I heard no one say nothing to you. Nothing to you. And I'm sitting watching these guys run their mouths. I'm like, Chad's sitting right here. Why are you not saying, why are you about to Chad? So what do, I'm just saying, are these videos being edited?
No.
I'm not saying it's edited. It's like I said.
And I don't give a fuck who from California is listening. Called everybody from California out. You know, I've Kelly and Bodie are the two exceptions to who I will race anytime, whatever. You know, Kelly and Bodie are the only two exceptions in all of California. But I've called everybody out, and nobody answers my shit. So I mean, that's why you know, if you watch all the videos and shit, you're not going to see anybody talking shit to me because they already know. My shit stays ready. I don't need to get ready, and it is what it is. My shit's ready right now.
Well, child, I was giving you your respect because, yeah, you guys have traveled to come race and grudges, you know, with the guys here in the South and the North, whatever you want to call it, East Coast, West Coast. But I was just messed up, dude, because I'm sitting here looking at this video, and I'm not gonna send no names and put it up. I'm gonna get your car in the background. I'm your car sitting in two different, and no one never said to you. I see Big Cheetah run his mouth. Oh well, yeah, well, okay. And then he goes, and then his chick jumps in. And she goes, well, I don't want you to talk about this. I want you to talk about that. And then the video stops, and then it goes to something else. And I'm looking here like, Chad's car sitting right in the background. Why nobody talking shit to Chad? That's my personal opinion.
No, the only people that talked shit to me the night that we were at Israel's shop, the only people that tried to say anything to me were the AV boys, but they were talking the same old shit, you know, stay on the motor and give us the go, or you know, stay on the motor, race, stay on the motor, and they'll do it heads up, 8 mile only, and I have to drive out to their street that I've never tested on. Or on nitrous, I got to give them like 2 in the go on their street that I've never tested on to the 8th mile. When all they ever do is race quarter mile, but they won't race me quarter mile.
Damn. Okay, hey, I got one question for you guys. And I'm not going to say nothing, but the man's on the show. I seen another good video talking about Badown. Badown said they had this bad import. And this bad import got whooped. And they're arguing about paying the guy. They don't know who got who lane.
Yeah, no,
hold on, chat. I don't want you and Mr. Russo to even say nothing about it. But well, you know what? That damn Badown, he was my boy. But now he ain't my boy no more. He watched this video. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say it. Jonathan, you ain't shit no more. Because you talk about shit like who you was going to mess up like with that slow import out here on our side of town. And so if you mess anyone else up out here, you better keep that slow import at home. The only bad one out there is Chad in California. That's my personal opinion. Chad's the only one to stand up and say what he gonna do. And Chad travels.
No, but I'm not a real street racer. You can ask some of the other street racers in California. I'm not a real street racer. I was laughing my ass off because they made. You know, they tried to do, you know, a couple of people were talking in California on Facebook about, you know, what's California's top 10 street racers. And a car that's been dodging me for the last 3 years made it on there, and I didn't make it on there. I was just laughing. I was like, are you guys fucking serious? I was like, I'll tell you what, anybody on this list got head up tonight.
Hey, Chad.
Anybody on your little top 10 got head up right fucking now.
Hey, Chad, let me ask you a good question. You can plead the fifth, plead the fourth, or check it, whatever you want to do. Would you like to say this guy's name? Would you like to say this guy's name who's ducking and dodging you?
Oh, no, that was the CPR guy. I mean, we finally raced, but, you know, it was some bullshit. We went to race, and the Izzy's little S10 made a test pass right before we went to race. And he got off into the dirt and kicked up dirt into the lane that I was racing on. I sent my guys out. They said they had it all cleaned up, but I mean, I don't know how I'm gonna hang the wheels in first gear, shift into high gear without the car moving on anywhere around, and then about 700-800 feet get sideways unless there's something in my lane.
And Chad, anybody who races on this show has got common sense to know, you know, what you're saying.
Hey guys, listen, you know, I'm gonna go to the phone lines right now. I got a bunch of lights lit up, man. Hey Rob, you there, baby?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, man.
Hey, hold on. But Cousin Rob. You know what I said?
I was out there with Chad with the Oklahoma boys. I ain't gonna say I smell a foul.
Cousin Rob, you ain't nothing.
I know.
You nobody.
You right.
Yeah. But I still love you. You know what I'm saying? I still got love for you.
That cold in Detroit must be messing up your head right now, Kev.
Hey, brother, it is. I'm going to say this. Okay, Tail, I'm going to say this on your show tonight. Tail, I'm going to say this on your show tonight. You know how cold it is out here? It is like 18 degrees out here.
Well, you know how cold it is here right now? Right now, when
Man,
I came
shut
inside
up,
the
brother.
House,
Tail,
it was 40. Tail. It was 48 degrees. What kind of bullshit is that in California?
Hey, Tail, why no? I know you got no flip-flops on.
Hell no, I got no flip-flops on right now.
He ain't got his flip-flops on because his daughter painted his toes the other day and his neighbor was making fun of him.
Why are you telling people my business, Jack? I just got to tell everybody you was my boy. Why are you telling people my business like that? Putting your blast so hard like that.
Because that shit's funny as fuck. And I mean it's your daughter, so nobody's gonna fault you for your daughter painting your toenails. If your wife or your girlfriend paints your toenails, then you got problems. But if your daughter does it, it's okay.
She's only four.
Hey, Kev.
Yeah, bro. Who's this? I'm here.
You know who this is? Robbie Rob. Who else? Hey.
No, hold on. This ain't Robbie Rob. This cousin Rob. What you talking about, baby boy?
Hey man, can I race that Vega?
Man, you get 10, motherfucker.
Oh, okay. Hey,
you get 10 to go.
Chad.
No, you can't borrow my car, but you can buy it for $27,000 right now.
I don't need the motor. I just need to use the car for a minute.
I got my own motor. Give me $10,000, you can have the roller.
Hey Chad.
You what?
Chad, tell who's my tuner? Who's my tuner? You? Is you my tuner for my car?
Hold on, man. Hey, listen. Hold on. Let me get to the phone lines real quick. Hold on, guys. 630-1551. Your mic is live, but it's not opening up, man. You there? 630-1551.
He ain't there.
Hold up.
You sure that's not an Oklahoma number?
No,
goddamn Oklahoma.
I think
630 is a California number.
No, ain't no California number. It's a Chicago number.
Oh, okay.
That's not with Chicago.
Hey, yo, what's going on, man?
What's going on, boss, man? I thought it was your number. What's happening?
I ain't heard from you in a while, man. I'm just checking in. I've been on mute, goddamn it. I don't know what. Kevin been over there doing with the goddamn board over there. He must have fell asleep over there eating peanuts or something.
Man. Yeah, you know what? I had to get a few guys. We had some guys drop off, man. I'm hoping they plug back in.
Hey, you guys in the store, y'all? Trying to run Oklahoma back, huh?
Yeah. Well, we got to try and get after them. I thought I saw DJ Grant's number up there, but DJ, if you're still out there, man, hit the one button.
DJ was on earlier.
There we go. Alabama's finest. What's going on, my brother?
What's up, Carol? You doing all right, brother?
Oh, man, you know what? I've had a rough week, man. I'll tell you, man. It's not fun burying friends, that's for damn sure.
Hey, you're right. That is Alabama's finest. Because it sure ain't their football team.
Very funny. So, yeah, man, it's been rough the last week and a half, man. Just been dealing with things and, you know, and just one thing after another, man. It's just like, well, one shoe drops and the next one drops and the next one drops. And it's just, man, you can't pick up the shoes fast enough before the next one drops. But you know what, man, I think it's just God's way of humbling people and say, hey, tomorrow's not for sure, man. So,
and a promise.
Just today.
Yeah.
But other than that, man, we're doing good. I don't know if you were listening, man, but we had Oklahoma City out here.
Uh-huh. He had a TV show out here.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I should say. We had a TV show out here, man. We didn't have nothing to...
We didn't have no race. We had a TV show out here.
But you know, it's just one of them things where it sucks. You know, it's rough. You know, DJ, when you're rattling around with everybody and you're racing people, but when it comes to your state, you're all supposed to get together and unite.
Yeah.
And you know what, man? We dropped the ball. We dropped the ball when we did that. You know, it sucks. But you know what?
You went to war with not, but you have all your soldiers.
Exactly. Yeah, you know it. We had a whole bunch of some pawns instead of some knights and bishops and you know it just wasn't a. It wasn't a good thing, man. But you know what? I want to take the fight back to Oklahoma City, man. I want to get some fast cars and head back out there.
No, Tao, on that note, me, Bodie, Damon Rivetti, Crazy Kelly, and one other person, who the fuck was it? We got like five people that are gearing up that want to head out to Oklahoma, and we'll run on their street and we'll make them our bitch on their street.
Thing is I don't want to do it for no TV show. I don't want
no, we don't need to do it on a fucking TV show.
Exactly.
I got a GoPro on the back of my car. It'll catch the front of their car real good.
I definitely want to set that up. Now, you know, when I was in Vegas, I was talking to Dave, Daddy Dave at the Sonoma, and I tried to get him to call in. And you know what I did, DJ? I was telling him, I said, you know, you guys are from Oklahoma City. How come you don't race any of the fast guys down south? His response was, there really aren't any fast cars down south. And my response back to him was, I told him, I said, maybe you should get out a little more. Because
oh, yeah.
I know I said I can make a phone call right now and have 10 cars knocking on your door. I told him, and then I just throw names up. And then, you know, I threw up your name. I threw up Witt and said, oh, we don't know no Witt. I said, oh, how about the 901 Bad Boys? Oh, yeah, we heard of them. How come you ain't knocking on nobody's door, man?
Mm-hmm.
See, I just named two guys that would come up here and run up you guys' asses. That was just off the top of my head. I didn't even go down the whole list. And I go, forget about your TV show. No one wants to do your TV show. But these guys won't want to do it on what they call a street.
Well, no, I mean, that's the whole thing is like, you know, on the TV show, you know, I mean, but I mean that's part of the entertainment value of the whole thing, is just all the big shit talking and this and that and blah blah blah. But they weren't willing to race for any kind of decent money.
No, because they're getting paid through their TV show. They're getting their money. They're getting their money every time they do a show.
Yeah, but I mean, even though you're getting your money, why are you not going to make extra money? I mean, that's like saying, okay, well, I'm fine with making $500, but you know, I could make $5,000 at the same time. Why wouldn't you make $5,500 instead of just making $500?
I can answer that question for you if you want me to.
Go for it.
All right. The reason why you ain't going to get a $5,500 raise is because, and this is my opinion, and that's all this is. I think some races are bought. I think the reason why they don't race for that street money is because they've already gotten paid to throw that race. There's no way anyone is going to convince me that Boosted GT car is slower than Flips El Camino. I'm just not buying that shit.
I don't think. Like I was talking to you about it the other day, I don't think it's that Boosted GT's car is slower than Flips El Camino. You know, but I mean, you already know half of street racing is fucking getting lucky and making it down the street.
Yeah, I know, but I've seen these turbo car runs, and DJ, correct me if I'm wrong, but that front end ride, that body and tire separation, even though that tire's on the ground, that body's still riding up. And you know what? Boosted GT looked like he had about 2-3 inches from his fender well to his tire. That car wasn't riding. That car was not under full boost. I believe that race, because before I knew Boosted GT race, I heard Texas laid down. And for Boosted GT,
That's the same thing that you heard about California too. You heard that everybody from California got paid $25,000 apiece to lay down.
No, I heard it was more like $4,000.
Yeah, no, I saw it posted up, and I was getting people calling me asking me if all the guys from California got paid like $20,000 to $25,000 apiece to lay down. I mean, I'm not even gonna lie. If they came up to me and offered me $25,000 to lay down, shit, you fuck me up all day. I'll spin
yeah,
all those sideways shit. I'll damn near flip my car for $25,000.
I'm gonna sleep just for the offer. I'm sleeping.
You know what? I understand that. Here's my thing. You know, in the mob, if you're doing family business, and then you rat somebody out for your own benefit, you're called a rat. You
yeah.
went against the grain. You sold out.
Uh-huh.
How dare you sell out California for your own personal gain and make all of us look bad, make all of us look stupid. That shit
yeah.
right.
I'll tell you what, Teo. They offered me $25,000 to lay down. I'll give you
$5,000.
Why ain't they offering Chicago no money to lay down money?
I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't take it. That's like blood money, man. My integrity and my name is bigger than that. You're gonna beat me. You're gonna have to beat me. But I ain't giving nobody a free ride for no amount of money, man. I ain't selling out.
Because I've been on pinks.
That's right.
Tell them, Tail.
And I came in second place.
I never heard of second place in a drag race.
Yeah, it's the guy who doesn't win.
Either second place
or the first loser. I just
yeah, but maybe you should say first loser, because then at least you're still first.
Yeah. I don't even show my kids the final round. I let them see the semifinals, and I turn the show off. See, Daddy won. But you
wait,
know, I just,
Tail, hold on, Tail. Did you show them our video? That's all I want to know.
Oh, shut up, dude. Shut up. Everybody's gonna have jokes. So what's been happening, Mr. DJ Grant? I'm not talking to my Buster friend no more, man. I should mute his mic.
Why I gotta mute my mic, dog?
DJ, how's everything going down Alabama way, man?
Oh, it's all good, man. This is slow motion.
How's the hot rod running?
It's not. Still in the construction. Still a work in progress.
Hey, you know what? And I wasn't on last week because I just dealing with all the funeral stuff and everything. And since you're on the phone, I'd like to give you, because we always do this on the show, because I think it's hysterical and I love it. So I'm gonna let you listen, man. Everybody, listen up. We're gonna do our butt naked tribute right now.
But Nick, the new Alabamian champion, I would like to say thank you to all my...
I love it where he says the Alabamian champion. Oh, man.
He's a mess, man.
So they having the final race of the season yet, or...
We got a race down in Orlando this... next weekend. But Nate's got, I think two locked in, and or may even have three locked in. Him, Tony Wright, him and Coop Performance, and him and Diaz.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've just been out of the loop for about the last week and a half, man. It's just been rough out here.
Yeah, hey. There ain't too much going on. You know, it's not the end of the year, and the season winding down. We're not as fortunate to have the good weather as the California people and the Florida people, but it is what it is.
Yeah, man, I'm still bitter about this Oklahoma stuff, man. But you know what, it is what it is. Can't win every race. I just thought we would have represented a little bit better.
Yeah, we would have represented a lot better if California actually would have came together. That's the whole problem. California, everybody wants to be a cowboy. Everybody wants to be the baddest motherfucker on the block. Nobody's thinking about the greater good of everybody else. All they're thinking is, oh, well, fuck, I want to be on TV. That was the whole problem with when they came to California.
Well, and my whole thing is, man, do I want to go on TV and look like a buster? I want to go out and look like a, you know.
But Taylor, what's that saying that they have in Hollywood? Any publicity is good publicity. That's the way some of these guys look at it. I don't look at it like that. I'm glad that I didn't get on the show and look like all the other California racers look like right now.
Well, Chad, you remember I called you? I said, hey, can I get my bed in there? I was coming with money.
No,
I couldn't even get it. I could
trust me. Trust me, the people that were putting the mics on me wanted to rob me because I had $5,000 in my pocket. I was fucking ready. They were putting the mic on me. They're like, oh, you got to empty out your pocket so we can put the little battery pack in there. And I pulled out a wad fatter than their battery pack and like, god damn, we're gonna have to mic you up over here away from everybody. I was like, yeah, good luck with that.
And you know the thing too that bugged me the most was that
you know, as much as the crap that I was talking about Oklahoma City before they came out, you know what? They told us to give them our fastest cars, and we didn't step up to that task. So you can't blame them for doing that. So.
No, and that's like I said. You already know. Before I had any participation with the show, I was the number one hater of that show just because of their fake ass bullshit claiming to be fastest cars in the country and blah blah blah. But you know what? After I was involved with that show and I saw how they got down in person and how they talked and dealt with people in person. You know, I mean, they do what they can with what they're given. You know, is all I got to say to anybody that's listening, if they're talking about coming to your town, come together as a state and make sure you bring your fast shit. Don't give a fuck if the motherfucker hasn't street raced in the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years. If his shit is faster than yours, say, yeah, he's the baddest motherfucker on the street, period. Swallow your goddamn pride and represent for your state.
And that's what we're that's the whole thing right there, Matt. You know, it's did we put the best thing out? God, I gotta find that mic. It's like who do we look into when we we go about that stuff? You know, who's doing what? Because these guys are going to bring cars. They're going to bring, and the one thing they told me is that these guys aren't even the fastest cars out. You know, that they have on the top.
Even the guys that are on the show, they have more cars than just what are on the show.
Right.
I mean, they basically the way I look at it, it would be like me going to somebody that is kind of out of the loop on Grudge Inc. and saying, hey, I want to race the fastest car you got from Grudge Inc. And then they tell me fucking Three Lug in his fucking Pontiac is the fastest car from fucking Grudge Inc. And then I go out and I bust Three Lug's ass, and I'm like, yeah, that's right. I just fucked up all of Grudge Inc.
It was playing team ball.
Exactly. That's what happened when they went to they came to California. California wasn't playing team ball.
Yeah.
Hey, Shake and Bake, you there, babe?
Yeah, man. Can I get on the show, player?
I just got your text, dude. You're killing me, man.
I got to text y'all so I can get on the show, player.
They ain't gonna let you on the show.
I'm not an Oklahoma fan.
Oh, man.
I can't even spell Oklahoma. What I put on there?
Oh, man.
Man,
hey,
I bae. Sympathize
hey,
with bae. You fellas, man.
Hey,
yeah.
Were you trying to talk about my credentials?
Well, hold on. Before I go any further, what's going on, fellas? Everybody all right?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay, okay.
Right.
What you want, Teo? I mean, Kevin.
Nothing.
No, I'm just messing with
you. I got a bottle of Robitussin for you.
Oh, I'm coming to you tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going to come to you tomorrow. I know what you're talking about.
I know what you need, some Robitussin to fix that problem. You got.
I'm gonna come see you tomorrow.
Well, let me get rid of the old lady first.
Dang. So
hey,
I don't know, man. What's that?
Hey, Teo.
Rob on there?
What's up, babe?
What's going on? Where's Tyson?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't even see his number up here, man. Well, he gets thrown in jail or something, or you're calling in.
I think he was working at McDonald's. We got some McDonald's people here that is striking on they doing a strike.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
They don't want to get paid that $7 an hour.
So he doing that union busting, huh? He's doing that scab working.
He ringing that bell.
Because everybody knows that you need $15 an hour to ask if you want fries with that.
That's right. Man,
that takes a lot of mind.
Shit.
You got to figure if it's a large tequila or a medium fry.
This tequila looks like a French fry on the board. Call it a day.
Give you some extra.
To send this message now, press pound. To replay your message, press 3.
So who's calling somebody right now?
To send this message now, press pound.
I don't know who the hell that is.
Oh, maybe somebody's trying to call Hong Kong Fooey out there in Oklahoma.
Call him. Hey, that motherfucking fire truck. That motherfucking fire truck. Did y'all see that shit where that fire truck ran that G-body?
Listen to this. They're out at SEMA, Hong Kong Fooey was talking shit about dude didn't even have the balls to come to California to see Poodle was fake. That's just shit. But I hear that dude's a punk anyway. That's what Daddy Dave was saying, is that dude Asian's a punk.
Hey, Tayo.
What's up?
Do you go to the front door and pick up the mail? Do the little kid throw the mail? The newspaper at your front door?
No. Should
I? Well, you better not bend over, because Hong Kong Fu is going to throw one of them stars at your butt.
You know what? I'll tell you, man. Hong Kong Fooey come to California, he's going to check in, but that motherfucker ain't going to check out, man.
He ain't going to check out. Start tonight, man.
We gotta
duct
tape his ass,
take
him out the air
suit,
and use
him as
sushi.
Rob, you still there?
I'm still here, dog.
Hey,
I'm still here.
Rob, tell these mother don't knock your tail start tonight.
I know. Hey, he already on one. If you mention Oklahoma, he gonna lose it. So.
Right.
But I just can't believe that we couldn't get one race out of the six that we ran against these guys. One race.
What's all this background noise?
I don't know. I'm chasing it right now.
There you go.
There it was. I'll tell you, man. It kills me, man. It just absolutely kills me that we can't get after these guys like this.
And then
he dropped. And then on top of that, check this out, Shake. It's a closed set, so they're only letting a few people come watch this race.
Right,
they,
right.
They was worried.
Yeah, they
worried
said it was a closed set, but I got in. Well, you don't.
Well, people got in, but they were still parked far away. From where it was being run from.
So what you're saying, they just rushed that thing in there and none announced and made something go on?
They had it all set up. They had it all set up. They just was, they had guards on at the gate so you couldn't come through, and then there was a field next to it, and everybody was walking through the fields, and then they had a guard right there, so you couldn't get no closer than a certain spot.
Okay.
And if you try to walk and try to creep down, they got somebody right there on the walkie-talkie, hey, catch him.
Hey, Shake. Hey,
yeah.
Shake. What they're trying to say is a fake-ass show.
Well, it's exactly It's exactly what that is. It's a show. But you know what? If these guys, because Bodie and the Murder Nova were going to get after it in Compton.
It was a truck.
Oh, the truck. That's right. I'm sorry. Against the truck.
Yeah, they only took 3 hours to take the truck off an open trailer.
Yeah.
You're right. Bodie had his car out of the trailer, and they had to take their car off an open trailer. And Bodie was in his car, sitting in his car. They still hadn't taken the car off the open trailer.
Waiting in the lane. They just came out there to say we're out here. They didn't come out to race because they know they got their ass torn off in a real street race. I give them props for coming out to California. I give them props for going to Compton. Where I don't give them props at is nutting up and racing on Compton.
I ain't gonna say that they called 911 and said what's something going on 135th. I ain't gonna say that.
Rob, 135th ain't the only street we raced on, brother. That's not the only
Well, that's the street they was on, so they must have called 911 and say, hey, they got a big old scene going on here. Come quick.
Yeah, because we don't want to do this shit. We're not street racers.
Well, you heard what the police said. Hey, you got 20 minutes to go do your thing.
Thanks, Rob. Hey. Rob, backing me up on that one.
Hey, it only takes but a few seconds for the thing to go off.
He came by and said he wanted to watch. Hey, you got 20 minutes, do your thing. We're coming back in 20 minutes.
And they still didn't get it off.
That sounded like a payoff.
Huh.
You know, the police here, the guys from Oklahoma, it wasn't some secret, you know, that these guys are coming in stealth. Try to keep a secret of a street race? Shit, that ain't flying. And you guys know well, you don't have to be from California. Anybody who street races know the minute a race goes off and you tell someone, hey, we're racing over here, but don't tell nobody. And they're on the phone to their buddy, hey, we're racing over here, but don't tell nobody. And you got 200 people out watching a race and want to know how they found out.
Oh, the police were still there 2 hours after that, after they left.
Yeah, they had the helicopter out and everything. But you know what, though? That's street racing, man. We've all done it. We've all been on the street. Cops come, and you run from the cops. And these guys are a bunch of candy asses when they come out. They want the street locked down. They say they street race. But you know what? Do they really? Or is it just some more TV bullshit? I told the guy with the Sonoma, Dave. He was a really nice guy when I was talking to him in Vegas. I told him, come on the show. I guarantee you, because he said he'll race anybody, bring $5,000 to Oklahoma City, he will race anybody on the street and take their money. That's what he said.
$5,000, that's it?
$5,000, that's what he said.
So now that he ordered lunch, what the man gonna do for, you know, appetizer and dinner and all that? $5,000. What is that?
Dude, I'll tell you this much, man. If I could have had a say in this thing, I'd have talked to Witt. Say, hey, man, I'm gonna send you some money, some gas money. Come out here and fuck these boys up while we got them in California. Don't let them slip off the hook.
They weren't good. They couldn't do it. Remember, they had to read the script.
You know, it just is what it is. You know what? We lost, and that's it. Nothing can't change it.
It is what it is.
Everybody's going to have their opinions on it. You know, damn for sure I'm going to have my opinion on it.
Well, Shay,
go ahead, Shay. What's up?
I tell you, this is what you do, man. You get Chad and a couple of other buddies and hire them assassins to go to Oklahoma, you hear me, and attack them. Wherever Oklahoma go to next, go to their location and attack them. Hire you three assassins to go do what you got to do, handle your business.
You know, I like, right. dude, I like I like to take a page out of Muhammad Ali's book and get a bullhorn and go to their house and start calling them out, right, their house with their mama and daddy and their sisters and brothers. Race me tonight, motherfucker. Here I am. No TV. Get your shit
but,
now.
Hey, Tail, if you watch the video, there's a chick sitting there. She keeps saying something. And Chaz Carr's in the background. It's in the
That's
background
the
watching the video. Right, and she thought, you know what? We need to find who's the name so we can get her ass on here, punk bitch. Chip punk
oh,
bitch.
Won't come on. I want Oklahoma
bitch.
City. Chad put out another shout out. Chad's got their numbers. Chad don't want to give me their numbers because Chad knows I'll blow this shit up, man. I'll call them every day.
Mr. Russo.
Huh?
Did you find any information on somebody that you blew out one time?
What's that? Wait, say it again?
So I said you found some information on somebody you blew out one time, right?
Yeah.
From the South, so I think you need to get to work and take care of your business. You can get a number. But you know what? I'm going to tell you this, y'all. She's a punk bitch.
Knock it out, Kevin.
She's sucking cheap on Fang. That's what she's doing.
She's on the payroll, man. She's on the payroll.
Knock it out, Kevin.
Let me tell you right now. She come from Detroit to Chicago, Alabama, to wherever, to California, and get her ass white. But you know, I see the bitch been paying people. She's paying them. Hold on. Let me ask you a question. I was on Chris Richardson's show. You're a punk bitch, too.
Who's that?
Chris Richardson. He a punk bitch.
Oh, Chris, Rich. Rich Christensen.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever the fuck you want to call this punk ass man.
Chris Rich and Rich Chris.
I told you, nobody got him his medication. Nobody got him his medication, huh?
No, is that Uncle Kid on the phone tonight?
Huh?
Is Uncle Kid on the phone? Kid on the phone.
No, it ain't Kid. I don't know if Kid's on
okay.
the line or not. It ain't Kid.
Let me see right. Who is that? Sleepy.
That's right. No, Sleepy's
Sleepy.
On the line. I got his mic.
Hold on. Hey, Sleepy. Hold on. Sleepy. Now, you know them damn TV. They make you sign shit. They make you sign all this bullshit, right? You know that. You've been on these shows before.
No, I haven't, Kevin.
Man, that motherfucker's full of shit. That motherfucker's home full of shit. They don't know about Sleepy. They don't know
hey,
about
what
Sleepy.
What can I do with my boy Big Will, Kevin?
Let me see. Let me see if we get him on. Big Will, you there?
What up, Sleep? What up?
What's going on, man? Kevin finally couldn't turn my mic on. I had to wait until Tail got on the show. I've been online for about 2 hours.
Hey, Sleep.
I thought you knew my number, Kevin.
No, Sleep, it wasn't that baby voice. Honest to God, true.
He was talking.
Hey, Sleepy, he ain't got his glasses on and ain't had his robot talking yet.
I was wondering, man. I've been online for a long time.
Sleep, when I saw your number on there, man, that's why I clicked you open.
Right. I was able to get on when you came on.
Oh,
Sleepy.
Devin, you got to write my number back down again, man.
Baby boy, I promise you. I swear to God I will. I promise you I will, but maybe my board wasn't right tonight.
They thought you
Tell text me like, man, it's the people on the board. I'm like, well, my board is not even right. But you know, Tell got to have a, he got to have a computer. I got a Kmart computer.
Oh, okay. Hey, what's going on, Shake?
You all right, Blake?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good, bro.
Hey, your boy finally called me.
Devin
came off. He called me for a minute, man, and he just laying low till he get ready with his car again.
I knew that's
he was
how you do it. You know, a lot of people got it for him. He doing the right thing.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
I know he's gonna, he'll come back out. He'll come back out in a minute.
Oh yeah.
I knew he was up to something. I knew he was up to something. Because it just wasn't right, man. He was always calling in on our show, man. He was always in listening in. Maybe not hit the mic or nothing, but you know, he was always listening in, and then it just kind of fell off.
Uh-huh.
Melvin's going to do that Japanese sneak attack and just come out bombing when no one's ready. Watch.
Right.
That's the way the old school's playing, Dale.
Yes, sir.
The way the old racers play it, they lay back in the cut and wait, and they just come out.
I'm trying to get him to go to the Fat Tuesday.
More than likely, he probably go, man. Hey, well, I hope you can make that event, man. That's going to be a pretty good event.
You know what? That's what we were gunning for. That's what we were gunning for last year when we were up in Lena, and then that tornado hit down in Hattiesburg. So I kind of shut it down. But yeah, man, I definitely want to come out for that.
Hey,
Chad, back with you, man. I'd like to meet Chad.
Hey, Chad. You know. Oklahoma said that they shut Fat Tuesday down in one of their videos.
They shut it down.
Yes, it is.
Said
nobody wants no parts in Maranova. Huh?
The entire opinion.
Man,
listen,
I'm trying to tell you,
Oklahoma don't know nothing about Fast Tuesday, because that's where that's where all the fast cars are at. They don't know nothing about that place.
So you're telling me they're getting on the airline?
They could come. They could come. It's a free country, man. They can come down anytime they want. They choose not to. They'll get rolled up. It'd be like that scene in Airplane. Remember when the woman was getting hysterical out of control? There was a long line and people want to slap her in the head. That's what it'd be like if Oklahoma comes down. They're gonna have a whole lot of people want to slap them in the head.
They're gonna get a patch on their ass.
hey, Sleek.
That's what they're gonna get.
Hey, Sleek.
They're gonna get a patch on their ass.
That's right.
Hey, Sleek.
Yeah.
They better bring the bank and Fuster Bank with them, won't they?
And some patches for their ass so you stop three and won't have to leak all the way home.
Man,
that's a rubber tire.
Them boys were talking a thousand, man. They're on the national team talking about, we the baddest of the baddest in the country. I'm saying, what?
There ain't gonna be no punks in Fat Tuesday. If they think they're the baddest, all you gotta do is show up for Fat Tuesday. If they think they're the baddest.
Hey, Rob, you there, Rob?
Yeah.
Man, we gotta go down there, man. We gotta go down to Fat Tuesday, man. It's just unbelievable.
I remember I was gonna go.
Dude, from what I saw in Lena, because I know because it was raining down there and a lot of cars came up, I can't imagine what it would be like down in Hattiesburg.
You'll love it.
I think I'll have it at Hattiesburg again this year.
Yes, sir.
Oh, they are. It is going to be at Hattiesburg again because I was hearing it
wasn't
going to be there. All right.
Yes, sir.
I already got my directions. I know how to get there.
We gotta see the Oklahoma boy in the personal invite. Get them to come down to Fat Tuesday.
Oh, I'll get them.
Whoever got their number, need to call them and invite them to Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, we need to invite them, but all.
February, isn't it?
March.
March.
This is what I'm going to do. Next Saturday night, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk to Chad during
the
week. Hey,
Tail.
I'm gonna talk to Chad. Since Chad, I know he don't want to give me that number because he knows I'll call him like a motherfucker. I'll have Chad text crew chief, and I'm gonna see a crew chief will call in Saturday night, and we'll personally invite him and all his bad boys. Now, from what I understand, the dude's a pretty cool dude. But if he does call in, I might have to shut down mics because I don't want everybody to jump down on him and him get scared and hang up. Because when he calls in, then I'll have his number on my board, and then he'll give me the old ring-a-ding-a-ling every so often and call his shit out. Well, we'll see what
you
get.
Make sure you get the exact date, too, Tail. We got to get the exact date. I know it's March, but I don't know the exact date. That's when you
get the last day in February. The last day in February, and it goes into March.
No, it's going to be in March, period. It ain't going to be in February. It's going to be in March.
It's the last
day. We got to find the exact date. It ain't going to be in February, period. It's going to be in March.
Remember, it's 4 or 5 days. It starts the first weekend, the beginning weekend of March.
Right. It's not going to be in February. It's going to be in March. But we still need to know the exact date so we can know the exact date to tell them what's going on so he can show up. If he can show up.
I'm going to call the owner of the track, and she'll tell me. Bonnie will tell me.
There you go. There you go.
Now, here's what I want to ask you guys. Now, hopefully I'll have my new motor by then. But if I can get a few cars to come down to this, and I've never been to Hattiesburg. I know there's a lot of cars. Will we be able to get like parking spots to come in?
What you need to do, Theo, is a couple guys always show up there early, which would be like Big Low and them, probably DJ, somebody like that, just give them to hold your spot. Because that place be packed, man. Ain't gonna tell you up there. You know, I'm not going to tell you you're going to be able to reserve no spot. You just got to have one of the keep with one of the other governors and get them to hold you a couple of spots or something. That's the only way, that's how we did it that year we went down. A couple of guys went there early and helped us a spot. That's why we was able to get spots when we got there.
Okay, yeah,
okay.
That'd be cool. Find you a guy like Big Low and make you reservations. Tell him you need 3 spots, 4 spots.
Anybody, DJ, all of them guys normally get there early. Well, not DJ, because DJ come at a certain time, but I know Big Low and them get there early. Tony and them get there early. There's quite a few guys that get there early, and they could, you know, they're definitely knowing you come out of all the way to California.
Well,
I'm quite sure, and you want the governor, they'll save your spot.
Wick goes down there too, doesn't he?
Yeah, you know, B.A.'s going to be there. People like that, man. Just get with them, and they'll hold your spot. Definitely, like I said, definitely knowing you come away from California. I'm quite sure they're going to make sure, you know, that they have your spot.
Yeah,
you just got to get one of the other guys to look out for you, you know. That's how we do it.
Yeah, you know what, and I got to tell you that, man. I got to tell you this. Man, I've raced all over. But honest to God, man, when you guys, we go travel somewhere, it's like we're treated like kings, man. Honest to God, it's like we go out there and lose every single race. But they keep us fed. they always come and see if we need something. Man, it was off the hook in Lena, like I said, man. And then down to Macon, boy, dragging everybody. They took care of Chad down there.
You go get some more pancakes.
That's right.
Yeah, wouldn't them get there early too, Chael? So like I said, man, you've been one of the governors, and if they know you're coming, I guarantee they'll hold your spot. You know, one of the guys will block you off a spot. Just need some how many people coming with you. You know, how many cars or whatever. I'm quite sure they'll make that happen. You know,
I'm gonna put the word out here and see how many people we can get that would want to take the trip out, and we get after this and go out and have ourselves a good old time.
Because there'd be plenty of action down there, plenty of action.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Hey, speaking
like,
of that, Tail.
Hey,
did they call you back, Tail?
Did who?
Those parts.
No, I haven't heard anything.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, I did. I get the crank. I just can't get the block. They don't do the block.
Oh.
I have to get the block from Tennessee. They got the pistons there. I have to get the block from Tennessee.
Oh, okay. I mean, good price for everything or what?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll get a really good price. But,
I can save you all the trouble.
Huh?
I can save you all the trouble.
Shut up, man.
Tell him, Rob.
I told him I could save him all the trouble.
I don't have that kind of money. I ain't got your kind of money. If I had your money, I'd burn mine.
Oh, man, it's only a few dollars. Just a few dollars.
Hey, Rob. I just had half of your money, I'd burn my money.
Don't worry, Rob, Tail. Put the mail,
dollars,
put the mail
man.
Me.
It's just a few dollars.
Hey, Rob, tell you finance.
I do finance. I already told him that. He know I finance. Hell, I don't finance everybody else.
And if you act now. Nah, it's we'll figure it all out. We'll get something going, but I'm gonna come down either way, man. I wanna even if I gotta sit and watch. Watch, you know, all the racing down there, man. How's your HP? How's your truck coming along, babe?
Like me, Dale?
Yeah, how's the truck coming along?
It's coming along just fine, man. I'm just laying back waiting now.
That's what I'm talking about.
Laying back waiting, man. Everything coming together just nice, man. I got to get it ready, man, because I know Kevin wants to spank me, so I'm going to have to, get it ready for him.
Hey, Sleepy. You need to stop
Kevin
that bullshit, cuz. Hey, Sleepy, I got nothing for you, so you need to stop that bullshit.
You better watch out. He's going to have some baby oil in his hand.
I'm going to have a box of patches.
Okay, the only way I can run street is if I got a 5 gallon of baby oil. That's all I'm going to get him.
You better bring that long tip preparation H with you, too.
Hey. I got a 5 gallon. I'm say, hey, Sleep wants a VHT. He's like, yeah, man, I want some. We let my baby oil.
I'm going to make it fast, Kevin. I'm going to put the front tires on the back.
Okay.
That'll
work.
We'll put the front tires on the back.
All right. You always been a good man to get a race. I appreciate that.
Yeah, but he ain't telling you about the tire.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, my man, when we at the race, my man drank up all our beers. He still with you?
He up north, Kevin. He not down south with me up north, man.
Man. I said, damn, she said, where the beer is at? I said, man, your boy been drinking up. He said, what?
You ain't going to never let me live that down to you, Kevin.
No, I'm going to hold you. That's the only thing I'm going to ever hold you to.
You going to come to Fat Tuesday, Kevin?
I'm trying to. I won't bring the car because the car, I'm getting a couple things done in the car. But I'll probably come out and hang out with you if you don't be here. I'm going to try and come out and just hang out.
I'm going to be there, man. If I got breath in my body, I'm going to be there. What y'all do, man? Y'all fired Tyson? I heard y'all asking about him earlier. Y'all fired Tyson, huh?
Nah, I'm going to eat that, man.
He ain't been on the show last 2 weeks.
That's part time. So that means they get that check.
Hey, what y'all gonna do, bro? Put check and make in the spot?
I just want his check. I just want his check. That nigga's head too big for me to take up his spot. That thing got a head like my front of my grill.
Hey, Sleep.
Yeah.
Hey, have you heard anything about how Todd is doing?
Who's doing
How Todd is doing a few months back or so. We heard he was pretty sick.
No, I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard nothing about Todd, man. Big Will will know more about that than I will. He's more closer to that up that way than I am.
He cool, Theo. He cool.
Okay. Well, you know what? If you talk to him, Will, or something, tell him I said what's up, man, okay?
It wasn't that bad, was it, Theo?
Yeah, he said he was pretty sick. We sent a prayer out to him.
Oh, man. We've been having a lot of mess-ups lately.
Hey, Big Will.
Doc James is in the hospital, and a couple of our fellas here. We had three people in the hospital at one time here.
Oh, yeah, damn. I talked to Doc yesterday. He doing better.
Yeah, man, I hate to put his information out on that, but it kind of scared us there for a minute.
No, hey, you know, if the guys from Detroit, if y'all around there, stop by Doc's shop and, you know, let him know y'all thinking about him. He doing better.
Will, you still online?
Yeah.
Who?
Don't go to sleep, man. We'll call you after the show.
All right. No, Todd back straight, I think. That was 4 or 5 months ago, 3 or 4 months ago when Todd was sick.
Yeah.
He's been back out racing since then, I think.
I just never heard any updates about him. And, you know, I always think about it from time to time. And like, just now it's just like, man, I wonder how he's doing, so.
I'm pretty sure.
And I was thinking about it, man.
All right. I'm pretty sure you're all right. Jamie is main man. No, I don't know why he ain't on there, but by next Saturday, I have somebody on give a report, make sure you're all right.
Thanks. Okay.
That's good.
Hey, Big Will.
Yo.
Tell Jay he dead.
Uh-oh.
He know it. He already know it.
You tell that Vega will never move. He dead. That's my brother. I love him. I'm telling that shit. He dead.
Is his car running?
Nah, he called me. He said he just about done with it.
Okay.
And I've done gone through 2 motors since he's got that car going since I've known him. You better hurry and step up, man. I'm really going to put number 3 in right now.
You're more motivated than he is right now. You're more motivated. Once he do get a chance to get hold to it, he might keep it going. But, you know, when you've been running as long as you have, man, sometimes when you've been out of the game for a while, you don't be that anxious to go right back in it. That's what's taking me so long. I've been watching so long that I had to wait till the bullets hit me again for me to even start messing with it again. You know,
right.
I was the same way, and now we got the car running right. Rob and I, we are looking for races now. We're trying to figure out where the next tracks open up, who's running what, man. We're ready to lock and load it.
All right. See, yes, I ain't been doing my truck since 07, man. So, you know, I'm ready to get back in the saddle now. Big Wheels have had it on this summer. Big Wheels out of seat for a while like I was, man. So, you know, once you get back in this hot, you won't want to get back out, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm tired of watching. I'm ready to get a patch and give somebody a patch now.
Oh, that was back in
Sleek.
Yeah.
Hey, Sleek. You having them dreams. You inside the truck getting down. You wake up and we're like, oh, damn, what the hell?
No,
shit,
I'm not
in the truck
because it's been so long. It's been so long, Kevin, if I dream about it, it would be a nightmare. It's been so long as I drove it. You know, it would be more of a nightmare than a dream. So, and then when we was in New Orleans, little Johnny was gonna let me drive the ground and pound Malibu, man. And the only reason I didn't drive is because I thought we was gonna get a race, and I didn't want to waste the fuel. But we wound up getting just one race. I thought we was gonna get a couple of them, so I didn't want to waste the fuel. But the Johnny was gonna let me drive the ground and pound Malibu, man.
Oh,
well,
I'll tell you what.
Sleep, I'll tell you what, man. If your truck ain't ready by Hattiesburg, I'll let you take a couple laps down a track in Hattiesburg in the Vega.
Man, no, dude, Kevin would be so mad at me, man.
Kevin would be too mad at me, man. Hey, Sleep, you know how you drive those small tire cars. You know I'm retarded. Y'all know all that, but I like those small tire cars. Y'all got the big tire cars.
Okay,
hey,
Kevin,
you know,
it's different. If you're a driver, you can drive a small town or big town if you're a driver.
Hey, Sleep, you know what?
The
hey, Sleep, you know what I think he did? I think he took your front tires and put them on the back of his car. That's what I think he did.
Yeah, I sure did. I love him.
Well, like
I
said, okay, well, it ain't the times, it's the driver. It don't make no difference what side you're driving on when you're a driver.
Oh, yeah.
I just put a big time in there because that's how it came. You know?
Right. Well, yeah,
I'm not going to change it. I'm going to leave it up under there.
Oh, yeah.
If they worried about my tire, then just go to the next guy. There's somebody out there with a big tire like me that'll run me, you know.
Yes, sir.
If I decide I want to go with a smaller tire later on, I might. But right now, those ones, the ones of Monday, brand new. I'm not going to waste that money.
No, man, you take those tires. You wear the shit out of those motherfuckers.
I'm a wonder. I'm gonna make them circles go down before I can take them off.
Hey, Sleep. You said some of them get done. Whenever you get done with them, I think you was drifting.
I'm gonna make them circles go down, Kevin. Them brand new tires all around that truck, man. I just put them on before I sold the motor out of it.
Hey, Sleep.
I'm about to put them off right now.
Hey, by the time you get there with those big-ass tires, Kevin will be able to put them on the back of his car, huh?
No, they won't fit up on the Kevin car. Kevin has nailed that rear, and I got 31 on tail.
Oh, Lord. Hey, you got 31?
Yeah.
Tell him, Sleep.
I can tuck those under my car.
Well, then I'll let you get them there. I'll let you get them, Bobby. There's Kevin to cut them up.
Well, yes, sir.
My car
looks like a
steamroller going down the track, but
it'll fit. Well, you got enough motor, you're a big black man now, so you should be able to handle them.
Oh, yeah. We'll have plenty of power.
Yeah, Kev.
Hey, I was going to say, you talking about me cutting them up, I just put some duct tape on them.
I tell you what, man, I can't wait. I've been telling Big Will a long time. I'm getting anxious, man. I've messed around and downloaded that jig app. I'm telling Will today I've downloaded that jig app, and I'll be on that pro tree all day, every day. Getting that finger ready,
Jerry.
Let that button go.
You're get back in that seat.
I'm not playing, man. I'm on it. Every matter of fact, I'm going to get on it. When I get done talking to Big Will after the show, I'm going to get on it for about a couple of hours.
Damn, Sleep.
I want to be sharp, man. I want to be sharp when I get back in there, man. I've been doing real good on that pro tree, and that's all I've been practicing on.
Hey, Sleep, what kind of phone do you have?
What kind of what?
What kind of cell phone do you have?
My cell phone?
Yeah.
I got a Boost. It's made just like the iPhone, but it's by Boost.
Download that app on Jeg. I sit on the house where you hold the button down and the tree drops. You let go of the button and tells your reaction time.
That's the one I'm on. That's the one I do.
Oh, okay.
That's what he was just talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you about, man. 002, I'll cut 4 zeros. I've been doing real good, Tail.
I got to start practicing on that. Everything I've been doing lately, I've been going red.
Oh, I be on every day, all day, even on my lunch break. I go out to the car and get right on that tree.
You're going red because you got on flip-flops.
You wrong for that, Big Will.
Hey, Will, wait a minute, Will. You supposed to use different shoes?
Yeah.
You can't drive
Hey, Will, in California, you can wear flip-flops for racing boots.
Hey, I thought that guy was yelling at me because I was wearing shorts. I didn't know he was going to say anything about the flip-flops. No, I mean,
you
have a
problem, bro. You can wear flip flop down there, Race.
Right.
Oh, man. I like messing with the guys in tech sometimes. But the dude, the last time I was in Vegas, that dude in tech had me so twisted, asking me all kinds of questions. I'm like, dude, I don't fucking know, man. Just check the cards I'm reading. He just had me flat out twisted. Oh, he was an old dude, too. I don't want to punch him right in the fucking jaw, but I'm afraid he got hurt. But it's all good. It was all good. Yeah, man. Well, we're gonna try to make that trip, man. Hopefully, I hope you and Chad make it, man. I really do. I like to meet Chad, man. He sounds like a pretty cool cat, man.
Yeah, he is, man. He, like I said, he's a good dude, man. To hear him talk, you think he's probably about 6'4", 280 pounds.
How tall is he?
He's about 5'6", about 140.
Man, tell him of them bucks for that motherfucker about 98 pounds. Wet soap.
But you know what I gotta tell you,
that Cam.
I gotta tell you about Chad, man. Chad is somebody that if you raced him, especially even if you raced in him, he'll be over there helping you wrench on your car, and so he makes sure you get to the lane.
A
guy just loves
that's
to
cool.
race, man.
Man, hey, Sleep.
I can tell just by listening to him.
Hey, Sleep.
Yes, sir.
Chad good people, man. He been helping me with my car on that small tire because he run that small tire class. Man, he helped me out a lot. A lot.
He sound like a pretty cool dude, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
he
good people.
He definitely love racing. I can tell that. And that's what it's about, man. Getting out there, engaging, and having fun doing it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I want to bring my car down there. Even if I don't race anybody, I just want to go down there and put my car on the track, man. You know, and just cut it loose.
Well, one thing about it, if you bring it down there and you ain't got the gun on it, don't race nobody. We'll tell you that right there.
Yeah,
everybody down there got two or three guns on. So if you come with a motor, just go down and have your good time and put it back on the trailer.
Oh no,
you got to have it.
I won't go to a gunfight with a knife, baby. I'll tell you that.
That's right. That's right. it ain't gonna hurt you to go down there and have fun. You know what? We might get lucky and find somebody else down there on motor, but the chance of that is slim and none.
Yeah,
sure.
I know. I
there's junkies down here, man. Hell, that tow vehicle might have a gun on it. It's you, man.
Oh. Hey, I got to tell you this, man. I saw it when I was in Vegas, they had the Outlaw 10-5 class. Yeah, the 10-5 class. And in this 10-5 class, I saw a Volkswagen Bug. And I'm thinking, this car going to run